Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A potential new target for the U.S. and Israel. Iran has a new supreme leader replacing the previous one assassinated by Israel.
The son who worked for decades in the shadow of his father has assumed his mantle in his conservative mold. Mujtaba Khamenei is also closely linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards, the powerful paramilitary force he joined straight out of high school before studying with senior clerics. Iran's clerics and commanders are now fighting an existential battle, and the real power calling the shots is the hardline Revolutionary Guards. The new Khamenei sends a message of defiance to President Trump, who called him unacceptable, and to Israel, who's vowed to kill him too.
The BBC's Lise Doucette. Crude oil prices have briefly spiked near $120 per barrel. The Democrats' refusal to fund the Department of Homeland Security is starting to take a toll at some airports. Big delays over the weekend.
And it wasn't necessarily because of the war in the Middle East. Two biggest problems, Houston and New Orleans, where travelers complained of long waits, in some cases lasting hours, at various security checkpoints. Officials blamed the long waits on the government shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security. The estimated wait time at the standard security checkpoint at Hobby Airport in Houston early Sunday evening was just over 3 hours. And officials say part of the problem, college kids on spring break. Jason Walker reporting.
The U.S. military has killed six suspected narco-terrorists in a strike on an alleged drug-running boat in the eastern Pacific. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures deep in the red, Dow futures down 508 points, NASDAQ futures off 245. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my friends over at Pure Talk have been sending me customer feedback from consumeraffairs.com, where thousands of people rate and review the top wireless providers. Here, for instance, is a nice note from James in Raleigh, North Carolina, who writes, quote, "After hearing Mike Rowe's ad, we made the switch to Pure Talk, and we couldn't be happier. We went from spending $1,200 a year with T-Mobile to $420 with Pure Talk. Thanks, Mike. Switch today!" Exclamation point. Pure Talk is saving James $820. A year. And because he literally wrote the words "switch today" in capital letters with an exclamation point, I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this commercial to him. So folks, take it from James in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pure Talk can give you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on the same 5G service the big guys are overcharging you for. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe. You'll also save 50% off your first month. That's #250 to save an additional 50%. Thanks, James.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We've had a major problem already this morning in the last half an hour. A big wreck, I-95 southbound at O'Donnell Street. No traffic moving after the ramp at O'Donnell Street. You have to exit there, work your way down to the bottom of the ramp, come back up on the ramp to 95 south, and then you're on your way. So 95 doesn't have a big backup. 895 took the hit very early. 895 basically now is stopped at Moravia Road and back at the city-county line. That's the primary detour route, not going anywhere. We're not sure yet. I can't tell because it's too dark whether this is an overturned vehicle. Could be a big vehicle, but all the southbound lanes on 95 are closed before the Fort McHenry Tunnel at O'Donnell Street. Another wreck, Montgomery County heads up there, outer loop on the Capitol Beltway at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The warm weather is finally here. We are looking at a bright and sunny day ahead of us with highs in the low 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
42 degrees in White Marsh and 37 at Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Four people were hurt after a carbon dioxide incident Sunday morning at a bottling plant in East Baltimore. Firefighters responded around 10:30 a.m. to a Coca-Cola facility on North Crescent Street after reports of a high-pressure equipment malfunction. Two people were taken to the hospital, including one with critical injuries, while two others were treated at the scene. And a 16-year-old boy has died after a shooting in North Baltimore. Police say officers responded the evening around 6:30 to West Old Cold Spring Lane, where they found the teen with a gunshot wound inside a home. He was taken to a hospital Friday evening and later pronounced dead. A federal judge has ordered new rules for how immigration detainees are held at a federal building in downtown Baltimore. The ruling says detainees cannot be held in spaces smaller than 31 square feet and requires daily cleaning of hold rooms. Officials must also provide hygiene supplies, medications, and medical screenings within 12 hours of arrival. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 568. The pick 4, 4650. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Life has gotten more expensive. For many homeowners, their income stays about the same while everything else keeps going up. And there's less room in the budget than there used to be. Most people try to make things work on their own. They cut back, they use savings, they adjust where they can. But in a lot of cases, that still isn't enough. That's where a federal home equity conversion mortgage can help. It allows homeowners 62 and older to use some of the value in their home without a monthly payment to improve cash flow, reduce financial pressure. When someone calls me, the first thing I do is listen. I want to understand what's going on and what you're trying to accomplish. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The only way to know is to talk it through. If you're finding it harder to keep up with the cost of living and you're looking for a better way forward, let's have a conversation. When you call 410-788-7070, you will speak directly with me, Mark McVeary. That number again is 410-788-7070.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Hey, Gary has the morning off. Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, keeping you warm all winter long because they are the comfort guys. Ravens reportedly added a Pro Bowler over the weekend. Blockbuster trade. According to multiple outlets, the Ravens acquired defensive end Max Crosby from the Raiders in exchange for first-round picks in 26 and 27. Crosby had 73 total tackles, 10 sacks this season. Fourth time recording double-digit sacks for Max Crosby. Orioles were bested in the Sunshine State. They were shut out by the Blue Jays yesterday, 1-0. Taylor Ward hit a double, and the team went 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. The Birds take on the St. Louis Cardinals today. Wizards have dropped 8 games in a row. They fell 138-118. New Orleans Pelicans on the road. Caps will try to halt their 3-game skid in the playoff hopes are basically on life support. Washington will host the Flames tonight. Men's college basketball regular season has concluded. The Terps end with another home loss, 78-72 to Illinois. Navy lost 73-72 to BU in the Patriot League semifinals. Towson crushes Charleston, 81-56. And we'll play Hofstra today in the semifinals. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops, God bless America, and gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Start right here on Talk Radio 680. WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Monday, March 9, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, when you hear the Carville meltdown, it is the worst TDS ever. Got that coming up for you. The president demanding unconditional surrender by Iran, what that might look like. But our top story here today, Maryland Senate passing the Youth Charging Reform Act on Friday, I should say. And this is the one that basically is, as we've seen, this pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien, pro-juvenile thug, Maryland General Insane Asylum, run by the Democrats. They don't care about the rest of us and public safety. They just want as many people out on the, not in jail, out on the streets. You know, killing, robbing, carjacking, you know, preying upon people. Just amazing. The Senate passed the Youth Charging Reform Act on Friday by a vote of 32 to 12. The bill was sponsored by Senators Will Smith and Sarah Love. Reforming the process for charging youth as adults by removing five crimes from the list of offenses that automatically trigger adult court proceedings for 16 and 17 year olds, including the carrying of a weapon and discharging a firearm. So when you get right down to it, they're not really serious about gun violence, as they call it. Here's just some of the headlines over the weekend. 14-year-old shot, 16-year-old killed as lawmakers push to change charging juveniles. A pair of 17-year-olds arrested for armed robbery in East Baltimore. Police investigate stabbing of a 16-year-old girl in Central Baltimore, and many of these already with priors. They've already committed crimes, and they're out still running on the streets. Residents in Medfield were not happy.
Guns and kids and dealing with young people, trying to keep them on the right path is really a struggle now.
Yeah, well, I think we've lost it. It's not even a struggle. We've just lost that battle because of these, you know, pro-criminal Democrats. And a former Baltimore Police Department Deputy Commissioner Jason Johnson says this is all about escalation.
Law enforcement expert Jason Johnson. People escalate over time, and the escalation continues when there's not an adequate feedback, meaning consequences. That's what makes young people progress to higher levels of criminal activity.
And yet, Will Smith, who's been one of the cornerstone Democrats, along with Jill Carter, who's no longer in the General Insane Asylum, and others, continue to push to allow the juveniles more leeway and more roam to maim.
This is just a smart bill for public safety.
There's nothing smart about this bill that will overwhelm the already overwhelmed Department of Juvenile Services. We've already have reports out that they just don't have enough people to monitor juveniles on ankle monitors. And then we've had reports of people committing crimes in the midst of wearing their ankle monitors. So how is this going to solve the problem? By creating more services for an agency that is already beleaguered and can't get the job done. Frankly, and when you look at it, prosecutors are also concerned about what it's going to do to their dockets.
Public safety is something we don't hear any conversation about in the discussion of this bill.
Children have to understand that there are consequences to their actions.
But the only consequence they know is that they can get away with it, because they'll go out and commit a crime and have fun all night long, carjacking and robbing and whatever they choose. Then they find out that they either get most likely going to be released back to whatever alleged guardian they have in their home. And I say that loosely, because they're not guarding, they're not protecting, they don't care either about their kids, because they're letting them run wild. 6:13 traffic, weather on the threes, once again with the update here on Monday morning. The king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And already in trouble at several locations, 95 South, about 535. Injury accident at the O'Donnell Street ramp, no traffic beyond that point. Southbound 95 is closed. There's not much of a backup on 95 because the word gets out all the way back in Rosedale on 95 that says 95 is closed going to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That means everybody pretty much is sitting over on 895. The cars that are on 95, you have to exit at O'Donnell Street, go down to the end of the ramp, come back up on the ramp to 95. So that's all that traffic in a single lane until you get back on 95 again southbound. Very slow. Gridlock entirely on the east side. New wreck going south to the Capitol Beltway, I-95 southbound at Powder Mill Road. That was blocking the left-hand lane. We'll get an impact there after Route 216. And there was a wreck about 20 minutes ago on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County at Route 29. Hell, it's not even raining. It's not snowing, and there's no fog. I don't know. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's the time change. I'm telling you, people go crazy over this time change.
They don't come out. Angst.
Yeah, they don't get enough sleep. They're anxious. They're edgy. I've seen it. I've seen it up close and personal.
It's not crazy.
Pretty is what they say. All right, right now, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, low 70s. How does that sound, huh?
Nice.
Overnight temperatures in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny high again in the low 70s. Mid-70s by Wednesday. It'll cool down by the end of the week, be more seasonal. Right now, 45. The weekend, yeah. 45 degrees in Annapolis, and it's 43 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Iran's sole representative will not be able to compete in the Milan Cortina Paralympics. I'm sure that, they're going to have a tough time fielding athletes all across when things are all said and done. Kristi Noem has a new job. She is now special envoy for the Shield of the Americas. And you wonder if that's a real job title or the name of a new Marvel movie. You know, like the Avengers.
Seems like it was made up.
Postmaster General David Steiner says the U.S. Postal Service will run out of money in less than a year.
Okay.
So what happens to the forever stamp? That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know? By the way, employees are being told their paychecks are in the mail. Have you heard of mermaiding?
Mermaiding.
Travelers strap on fins and swim through reefs and keep forests as part of a fantasy escape of pretending to be a mermaid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until dinner time when the mermaid buffet is all raw fish, then it's not so wonderful.
There's a whole tank of them right over here at Weekiwachee that's full of mermaids.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, Weekiwachee, Florida.
And you've been there?
I have, many times.
Okay.
Some of our friends actually work there as mermaids.
As mermaids? Is that right?
Yep.
And what, do they hold their breath while they're underwater? Or they have...
Well, they have those hoses underwater where they can take a breath.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Been there for what, since the 30s, I think, maybe 40s.
Never seen that. I have to visit that next time in Florida.
Yeah.
You know, what was the name of that movie with Daryl Hannah? It was all about the mermaid. Splash? That's right. Thanks, Kristen.
No, that was up in New York.
Yeah, right.
Where she ran into Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a great scene as she was walking up to the Statue of Liberty.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, naked.
All right. You would remember that, obviously.
That's the part I remember.
That's the part you do. Price of gas is spiking. I want to remind people that, Joe Biden had it at $120 a barrel without conducting a war.
That's right.
In Iran. That's so let's keep it all in perspective.
We've already paid this before.
Right. Ford is recalling 1.7 million cars due to problems with vehicles' rear-view camera displays. Hmm. And so Ford owners now are going to be forced to actually turn around and look. As they back
up. Use your mirrors.
Exactly. News out of Tehran suggests Iran has chosen its new supreme leader. It's the son of the last leader, or one of the last leaders.
Right.
They're saying this is a lifetime appointment, which in Iran is about 2 days. You know? Unbelievable.
Don't look up.
Exactly. Country Joe McDonald died Saturday in Berkeley, California. He was 84 and best known for his appearance at the 1969 original Woodstock concert with his band, Country Joe and the Fish.
Give me an F!
The original album, he spells out fish. At Woodstock, he spelled out a different F word.
Oh.
You know, but I never thought much of Country Joe McDonald the Fish. I didn't think they were
I didn't pay too much of their stuff.
Yeah. Joe died from complications from Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, it's all good.
And then there's the boss. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band are launching their new Land of Hope and Dreams America tour later this month.
Brothers and sisters, fans, friends, and good folk from coast to coast. We are living through dark, disturbing, and dangerous times, but do not despair. The cavalry is coming. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band will be taking the stage this spring from Minneapolis to California to Texas to Washington, D.C. for the Land of Hope and Dreams American Tour.
All right. Guess how much tickets are running?
Oh, I saw this. $1,000 upper deck.
Tickets are running up to $3,000 a piece.
I saw the ones.
$1,000 upper deck. The ones on the floor can cost you $3,000.
And I saw one later that said $7,000.
I guess when they're going to start the, you know, the premium pricing, the dynamic pricing, and then the scalping will go on and so right. on and so forth. This might be his last concert. Yeah. So a lot of people.
Who cares?
Yeah, but yeah. but again, this
exactly.
Who cares is right.
See ya.
You know, and by the way, speaking of high cost of tickets, you know, Alexander Ovechkin, the Capitals' great eight, he might be retiring at the end of the year. The tickets for the last game of the season for the Caps, which is against the Penguins in April, are running upwards of $1,000 to $2,000
oh, yeah.
a ticket. So
every bit of it.
Too rich for my blood, that's for sure. But what happened to the working class man, Bruce Springsteen, right? He was the hero of the working class guy.
Absolutely.
Exactly. He just froze out the entire working class.
Born in the U.S. Oh.
Yeah, so. I've seen him one time. He's a good performer. He does put on a great show. It's a long, but this was years back in the like late 70s, early 80s. But I haven't seen him since, so. And I have no intention to see him because he's gone mad. He's got Trump derangement.
Severely.
Yeah. He's but not as severe as James Carville. Wait to hear that. That's coming up a little bit later on in the show. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. I want to talk with Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. They've got the great electrical service where they can come out. It does not matter what your electrical work you need, interior, exterior, even your landscaping. They'll handle all of that. You need a new ceiling fan, boom, they'll install that. If you need circuit breaker put in, if you need to have your charging put in for your you know, your EV, whatever it is, they'll handle it. And they also bring that same dedication of excellence and service to their HVAC as well. Now, I would recommend right now is a great time to call them and get them out there to service your air conditioning. Make sure that that is got the filters changed, all the parts are working properly. You might need a shot of refrigerant, whatever it is. Call today, schedule your maintenance check on your air conditioning at 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can go online, Tim Kyle Company.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, the president demanding an unconditional surrender by Iran. We'll have the latest on what's happening in the war, now going into its second week. And the Carville meltdown a little bit later on in the half hour, along with your calls and comments. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680, 623. Traffic and weather on the threes now. With the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body
Whitaker. All right, Justin, I just saw two police cars coming north on 95 with their lights on. I mean, they were hauling, but and they were going up towards Pulaski Highway, so I'm not sure. There may be something around the city-county line. This is going to give you some idea what's going on. 95 southbound is closed at O'Donnell Street. There's a wreck there on the main line of 95. The exit ramp to O'Donnell Street is open. That's a single-lane ramp. You get off the ramp, down the hill, you come back on the ramp to 95 south, but that's only a single lane. 895, total gridlock, all the way back now through the bridge at Chestico Avenue, so it's getting worse by the minute. All the surface streets over in that area, Eastern Avenue, Lombard Street, everybody's taking a big hit because of this closure. And I'm looking around. I haven't seen anything else in that backup, but I'm concerned about where those police cars ended up just now. And I'm focusing the camera here at Moravia Road. Haven't seen them since they passed here. So maybe they're contemplating blocking off 95 back there at the city county line. I don't know. I'll keep an eye on it, but it's a big fat mess for 625 in the morning. 95 South, Powder Mill Road, Prince George's County wreck there. And then on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, that wreck mostly on the shoulder now, but delays outer loop at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday: sunny, low 70s today, mid 40s for the low tonight, sunny and low 70s again tomorrow, mid 70s by Wednesday. Right now, 44 and clear in Pikesville, and it is 45 in Ocean City with some fog there. You're listening to KC and Company. We're talking about the Youth Charging Reform Act, which passed the Senate on Friday, Maryland Senate, 32-12. We find out 16 and 17, again, it still has to go over to the House. It'll pass. The House is actually more progressive, more crazy than the Senate is. So this will pass, and with all indications, the governor's going to sign it. And this would be 16 and 17-year-olds charged with certain crimes would not be automatically charged as adults. One of the charges covered under the proposal is wearing, carrying, or transporting a handgun. The types of prior arrests noted for the 17-year-olds now charged with attempted murder in this case, which happened over the weekend, where we've had a 14-year-old shot and a 16-year-old killed in downtown Baltimore. Now, all four teens involved there have been arrested, all of them charged with attempted murder in these two separate shootings. In one case, one of the teens had a previous arrest for a stolen auto. In the other case, the 17-year-old suspect had a previous arrest for a handgun. But they certainly did learn, didn't they, from their first encounter. Maybe their first. It could have been second, third, fourth encounter, for all we know, with the system. But we know this is at least one encounter. One teen stole a car, and apparently no punishment, no consequence, and he's out now shooting up at other teens. In another case, the 17-year-old had a previous arrest for a handgun. What's a 17-year-old doing around running around the city with a handgun? So that shows you the Democrats are not serious about reducing crime, solving crime, or, quote, gun violence, end of quote. This is all just lip service on the part of the Democrats. Now, they can tell us that crime is down, and overall homicides might be down. A lot of that has to do, I think, with the number of criminal illegal aliens being removed from this country by President Trump, by Tom Homan, and by ICE. And others may have to do with the fact that we're watching now the juvenile category. It's just interesting now. Maybe the adult crimes are down significantly, but it seems to me that juvenile crimes continue to exponentially increase. Let's take a phone call here. Mark's in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Sean and company. And by the way, this past Saturday was my mom's birthday. Mom, if you're listening, hope you had a very nice birthday 2 days ago. Thank you. Here's a question. Now, did you mention, I was very sorry the governor might be supporting this horrible piece of legislation. What part does, how can the governor justify, if he is speaking for the state, you know, that it's okay for young career criminals, and that's what they are, can just terrify people throughout the state, whether it's in the Baltimore area, the Washington, D.C. area, Eastern Shore, or on the western side of Maryland. What can he? How can he justify something like this when he is, in fact, a veteran and knows, you know, supposed to be more disciplined and the like? You get the idea?
I do, but we were seeing people like Wes Moore, Seth Moulton up in Massachusetts, who I think is also a veteran, if I'm not mistaken, who took the illegal alien wanted for sexual assault. Took him to Congress last week and knew he was illegal. These people, once they left the service, they've let their ideology take over their entire persona. And that's, I think, what's happened to Governor Moore. If you told me today, based on everything that's happened over the last three and a half years or so, the man was in the service, I would say you're kidding. I just don't believe you. I can't believe anybody that went through the 82nd Airborne and went through boot camp and served allegedly as a leader would act like this. He's the least transparent. Again, everything comes out of his mouth, his lip service. He talks out of both sides of his mouth. I think he forgot. I think he forgot his military training, or maybe it was just to embellish his resume because he knew he wanted to be in public office one day. I don't know. I hate to say that of any veteran because I want to thank them for their service to the country. But we've seen it before. We saw it with John McCain, who was a war hero. Then what happened to him? Well, he got crazy. And it's always happened to other veterans as well. Not frequently, but it does happen. And not to say that people leave their politics at the door when they go into boot camp. Some just wanting to survive boot camp. But once they get in and see certain decisions made and they have their service, they have every right to be whatever political stripe they want to be. But I just can't believe Governor Moore he's thrown public safety is not a priority for him. And it's obvious. He proves it every day. So I don't think we're going to see him. And even if he did, even if he could, in a moment of trying to burgeon his credentials of public office, he could say, I'm vetoing this bill. They'll override it anyway in the crazy Maryland General Insane Asylum. It is 6:30. Time once again for some news headlines. Once here again is Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A fundraiser in Harford County over the weekend supported childhood cancer research. Dozens of participants shaved their heads Saturday at an event in Bel Air to raise money for the St. Baldrick's Foundation. Organizers say the fundraiser began 15 years ago to honor a firefighter who died from cancer. The event has raised more than $600,000 for research in the 15-year history of the event. And three juveniles were arrested after a disturbance at White Marsh Mall Saturday evening. Police say officers responded around 5 p.m. after reports of a large group of juveniles causing disruptions inside the mall during what was described as a planned link-up. Officers dispensed the crowd and made arrests on charges including second-degree assault, trespassing, and disorderly conduct. Investigators say a reported robbery involving an assault on a juvenile remains under investigation. And a 16-year-old girl was stabbed Saturday night after an argument in Baltimore. Police say the teen was cut in the abdomen during a dispute with a family member and then ran to South Central Avenue for help. She was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say a suspect has been arrested and the Family Crimes Unit is investigating. And police are investigating after a body was found in the Anacostia River Saturday afternoon. Officers responded around 4:50 p.m. near the Bladensburg waterfront after reports of a person in the water. Authorities say the investigation is in its early stages. The identity of the person and cause of death have not been released. And lawmakers are again debating a bill that would allow grocery stores in Maryland to sell beer and wine. Supporters rallied this week ahead of a legislative hearing on the proposal. The plan would allow grocery stores to obtain licenses from current holders or apply through local boards. State leaders say the measure is unlikely to pass during the current legislative session. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
Woo! For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck on 95 South at O'Donnell Street has now been there for the better part of an hour, and all the southbound lanes are still just going back and looking. And yep, all the southbound lanes are blocked. The exit ramp to O'Donnell Street is open right now. That's the lifeline for the traffic there. You take the ramp, go down to the bottom of the ramp. You can come back up onto the ramp to 95 South from there. But that's the good news. The backup is all the way back to the city-county line. And apparently in that backup, we said earlier, we saw two police cars going up through there. There's another wreck on 95 at the split at 895. So it's a major backup. 95 is slowly backing up beyond Chesico Avenue, 895. If you're trying to get to the Old Harbor Tunnel, total gridlock beginning at Moravia Road. It looks like the two wrecks towards the Capitol Beltway may be off to the side now. Outer loop at Route 29. There was a wreck also southbound 95 at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The warm weather is finally here. We are looking at a bright and sunny day ahead of us with highs in the low 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has a morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports. Well, the blockbuster trade is reverberating around the NFL. Ravens add Pro Bowler pass rush specialist Max Crosby from the Las Vegas Raiders in exchange for first-round picks in 26 and 27. Crosby had 73 total tackles and 10 sacks this season, the fourth time recording double-digit sacks, and he adds a much-needed pass rush to a Ravens defense that struggled without it last year. Elsewhere, the Orioles were shut out by the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday, 1-0. They will play the St. Louis Cardinals today. The Wizards have dropped 8 games in a row, losing to the New Orleans Pelicans on the road, 138-118. Caps tried to halt their 3-game skid and keep their playoff hopes alive tonight. They will host the Calgary Flames. The Caps beat the Flames 2-1 back on the road in January. Elsewhere, World Baseball Congress is on. Championships are going under the Classic, I should say, underway right now. And boy, Gunnar Henderson had a great performance in the 9-1 win over Great Britain on Saturday. He went 4-for-5 with 2 RBIs in Team USA's win. So they beat Brazil 15-5, rather, on Friday night. 9-1, yes, on Saturday. Tonight, the U.S. will square off against Mexico. Elsewhere in college basketball, the women's postseason continues today. Navy faces Boston in the Patriot League quarterfinal. UMBC set to take on Vermont in the American East semifinal. Over the weekend, DC United lost back-to-back games. The Black and Red bested 2-1 by Inter Miami here in Baltimore. Lionel Messi, the star, scored in the 27th minute. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
I did want to mention, on behalf of Casey and Company and the entire WCBM family, we want to extend our condolences and sympathies to the Farlow family. Brian Farlow, our longtime producer, his father passed away overnight after a struggle with battle with cancer. So we want to offer some thoughts and prayers to Brian and his family during this difficult time. It is 6:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. On to the war now in its second week, Operation Epic Fury. Combat operations continue. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian issued a statement apologizing for attacks against neighboring countries and claiming that some of those attacks were carried out independently by regional commanders without directive due to loss of communication. So they said they're not going to attack anymore, but guess what? They did. Everything comes out of Iran's mouth, cannot be believed, cannot be trusted whatsoever. President Trump is expanding the Iranian target list. He says they are being beat to hell, and Iran has apologized, surrendered to its Middle East neighbors, and promised it will not shoot at them anymore, only to go back on that promise. The president is now demanding unconditional surrender. And what that looks like, only the president would know. I don't think Iran was in a 7-8 year war with Iraq. They never apologized. They never surrendered. The war just kind of petered out and ended. So I don't think you're going to see like we saw with Japan, where they come on top of the USS Missouri and sign a surrender document. I don't think you're going to see that. I just think you're going to see them basically blown to smithereens, and they'll have nothing left to fight with. In fact, the president talked about that over the weekend.
Said I'd give it a 12 to a 15. Their army is gone. They're just about, look, their navy is gone. Their communications are gone. Their leaders are gone. two sets of their leaders are gone. They're down to their third set. Their air force is wiped out entirely. Think of it. They have 32 ships. All 32 are at the bottom of the ocean. Other than that, they're doing very well, Coach. Very well. We're doing, our military is doing phenomenally. That's the big thing for this week. We seem to have a new thing every week. But the situation with a very bad and very sick group of leaders who were killing a lot of people, a lot of our people were.
Yeah, and it is something that you look at it, and this is where the president has to be careful. And another carrier is heading towards that part of the world. That would be the George H.W. Bush, USS George H.W. Bush. Now will be the third carrier strike force group in that area. And that's, again, because of it's going to be an extended air campaign. And the president has repeatedly said he's not taking any options off the table, but he doesn't want to put any troops in there whatsoever. Although special forces might already be there, unbeknownst to us. But again, this is something that we're watching now as people like Lindsey Graham and other forever war neocon types are saying, let's get Lebanon while we're there. No, that's not what the president wants to do, and that's not what he's going to do. He's going to dismantle, destroy, and decimate the Iranian leadership, which has already been hit pretty hard, and most of their ability to wage war on their neighbors. The only concern that we have is the 60% of enriched uranium, enough to make 11 bombs. Somebody's going to have to go in and get that. So that might be special forces. It might be somebody else. Who knows? Now, as to the Kurds are on the northern part of Iran, and they helped in Iraq. Would they help again here in Iran? Here's what the president said about the Kurds.
Some Iranians are concerned that the Kurds will carve out kind of an autonomous region as they did in Syria and Iraq.
We're not looking to the Kurds going in. We're very friendly with the Kurds, as you know, but we don't want to make the war any more complex than it already is. No.
You've ruled that out?
We don't want, I have ruled it out. I don't want the Kurds going in. I don't want to see the Kurds get hurt, get killed. We've had a good relation. They're willing to go in, but I've told them I don't want them to go in.
Do you think the map of Iran will look the same?
The war is complicated enough without getting the Kurds involved.
Yeah, you don't want to complicate matters. You don't want to conflate stuff and have the Kurds in there as well. Just keep pounding away. Sadly, the 7th U.S. service member succumbed to his injuries, suffered during Operation Epic Fury. So that is now a total of 7 American heroes who have died in this these combat operations, 6 of which were greeted by the President, First Lady, Vice President, Second Lady, and the Secretary of War at Dover Air Force Base over the weekend. More on that coming up in the MAGA update. Iran has selected its replacement for the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. This would be, again, the a son of a Ayatollah. His name, of course, is Mojtaba Khamenei. Again, that is 56 years of age to succeed his father, who was taken out. And by the way, he was not hit underground. He was lured out into the open. When he was taken out by the Israelis in that strike. So the question is, how long will he last? Oil prices skyrocketing 17% and crossing $100 barrel amid the Iran escalation. This is nothing more than fear. There's no shortage of oil. It's just the futures where markets are fear. And the question keeps asking, who bombed the girls' school in Iran? President Trump has his own opinion.
Based on what I've seen, that was done by Iran.
Is that true, Mr. Nixon?
The only side that targets civilians is Iran.
Well, the New York Times is breathlessly reporting that it was us. And look, it may have been us, may have been the Israelis, may have been Iran. We don't know. The Pentagon is conducting an investigation as we speak. Let's wait until the conclusion of that investigation before we start pointing the finger. In any war, there are casualties. Some are collateral during the fog of war. I don't know what the case is here, but it's sad anytime you have civilians that are killed in this kind of combat operation. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, this is getting worse now. I-95 southbound is closed at O'Donnell Street, been closed since 5:35. The exit ramp to O'Donnell Street is open. That's it. Everybody goes from 4 lanes on the interstate to 1 lane on the ramp. and then you go further south from there. 95 backed up all the way back to the city-county line, backed up to the bridges at Chesco, now backed up to the bridge at Kenwood, and now, get this, there is another wreck on 95 southbound in the area around Chesico Avenue. I just spotted those lights for the traffic coming south, and it looks like a couple of vehicles here are involved in the left-hand lane. Let me just see if they're still there. There's still something going on right here before the bridge at Chesico. It looks like now they're trying to get the vehicles to the right side, but now we have gridlock that starts back at the Beltway. So if you're on the 95 run, coming south, eventually trying to go through 895. This is now a six-mile backup, okay? And 95 south at O'Donnell Street is closed. So I don't know what to tell you, folks. There's not much we can do here. If you know your way through the city, Pulaski Highway, Orleans Street, picking up the Orleans Street Viaduct, Franklin Street, and then working your way downtown from there to 395, that's the one way I can tell you where to go, that it is moving. A bunch of traffic light delays, but at least it's moving. Some folks are taking the Beltway, maybe taking the JFX, and then coming south from there. You do not want to be on 95 inside the Beltway on that northeast corner because you're just not going anywhere. It's just total gridlock all the way in to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today, sunny and low 70s. Little early taste of spring here first part of this week. And cool down a little bit later on in the towards the weekend. Right now it's 42 and clear in Dundalk, 43 in Millersville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
This stinks to high heaven.
It sure does.
Yes, it does.
Can I throw in a quick update?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Just asked me what the Beltway looked like. Marty, if you were taking the Beltway and you were thinking about going over the Beltway to the JFX, it stopped right here at Bel Air Road. So that's then Bel Air Road all the way to Towson and getting through there. Now we have to think about, okay, what else can we do? Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, Northern Parkway, going west to the JFX, JFX downtown, 395. This is a mess, folks, and it's only 6:45.
Mm.
Okay? Thank you.
You're quite welcome. On to more pleasant thoughts. Today's National Meatball Day.
On top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese, I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed.
Yeah, National Meatball Day. All right, you have a favorite meatball, Maggie?
Are you
a meatball fan?
I'm not a fan.
You're not a meatball fan?
I'm not.
How could you not be a meatball fan?
I know I'm one of the oddities, but okay.
Chuck, you have a favorite meatball?
I don't know. I like the ones that kind of combine the pork and everything
yes.
with it.
Yeah, I had one the other day. It was really good. It was grass-fed beef, pork, and veal. And the best part about, I think, a meatball is when it's still moist inside.
Correct.
When you have a dried out meatball, that is, it's not just not pleasurable.
And it's a personal problem that you can do something about.
Yes, you can. That's been sitting in that Sunday sauce for most of the day, nice and moist. Good stuff.
In the gravy.
Exactly. In the gravy. Got to have it. And then the meatball sandwiches and subs. Oh, good stuff. Wendy's is welcoming the new cheesy bacon cheeseburger and
there you
more.
Go.
The new Chicken Tenders Ranch wrap and the return of the chain's crispy panko fish sandwich. So
I never knew they had fish sandwiches at Wendy's.
That's the first time.
Yeah, what is panko?
Panko is a breadcrumb mixture.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Crunchy breadcrumb.
Yeah, crunchy.
Oh, okay. That I can deal with.
Yeah. There's Japanese panko. There's plenty. They got Italian herb.
Panko.
They got everything.
Yeah, he was also on the Little Rascals.
Wasn't that a game on the Price is Right as well?
With little discs that you fall through.
Panko. No. It was Plinko. That's what it was. Pizza Hut is offering a $10 any pizza deal up to 5 toppings. How about that? Chuck, we've got a job for you.
I saw that. I know where you're going.
You know where I'm going? It has
Wendy's.
To do with Wendy's. You did see it.
Did you apply?
All right. This is the chief tasting officer.
Yep.
$100,000 salary for 1-year role. Again, this is all they have to do is taste burgers.
Yep.
And they want you to do it on the air. They're searching for a flavor fanatic.
Yep.
So there we have All right. You should apply.
Said they want a, character who's able to create himself right there. I said, that's me.
Well, you've already created yourself.
I said, but I have to be there after 9 o'clock in the morning. I have other things to do before that.
And good news, new Cracker Barrel location opening up in Annapolis. So we have another Cracker Barrel in Annapolis.
Great gift shop.
Good stuff there, yeah. Really good gift shop.
Old country store.
If you were to get that gig, $100,000, mm-hmm. tasting Wendy's or burgers or whatever, mm-hmm. you would still do traffic? You would still stay here?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. I told him after, I said, I'm available. I'm a radio guy. I'm available after 9 a.m. in the morning.
What if there was a lot of travel involved in the gig?
That's all right. You can, all right. You know, you can get online different places.
Okay. Right. He's got it all mapped out, folks. He's thought about
it. I already had it figured out.
He knew.
It's all
before
time management.
Said it, he knew where I was going.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Wendy's.
I read that and I went, wait a minute. I think I found my job.
Hey, you have. You've died and gone to heaven.
Not
what
yet.
A gig.
Not yet, but maybe soon.
You keep eating burgers like that.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple.
Right.
Don't forget the best of KC and Company is available each and every day. WCBM.com, Rumble, and Facebook pages brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. And coming up next, wait for it, worst TDS ever, James Carville, Serpent Head. Stay tuned.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number one. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Coming up, top of the hour, Democrats, as they are wont to do, politicize another funeral, this time Jesse Jackson's funeral. Three presidents show up, and two of them basically use it as a political stump speech, and then there was Kamala. So we got all the audio evidence for you that come up. 53 Democrats vote against declaring Iran a state sponsor of terror. That's right. 53 of them, the squad, round up the usual suspects, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, and racist Rashida, all voted against Iran. They have been maiming and killing Jewish people, Americans, and their fellow Arabs and Persians and whatever in the in that theater for years. And it round up the usual suspects. They're all radical, left-wing, unhinged lunatics, all of them. So 53, that's how bad it is in the Democrat caucus. All right, coming up next, the Carville meltdown for the ages. 6:53, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Major backup now. Southbound 95 still closed, been closed since around 6:35 this morning at O'Donnell Street. The exit ramp to O'Donnell Street is open, single lane on that ramp. Go down to the end of the ramp, come back onto the ramp that takes you south on 95 from O'Donnell Street. It's working out somewhat, but a major backup begins at O'Donnell Street back through the city-county line. Then 95 is backed up all the way back to the Beltway. 895 is backed up to the city-county line as well. Total gridlock over on the east side, Lombard Street, Pulaski Highway, Eastern Avenue. Everybody's backed up. And if you're thinking, well, just hop on the Beltway and go west, new, not going anywhere. It's backed up even before Bel Air Road. If you can get the Bel Air Road and go south from there, then you have several options. Taylor Avenue, you can hit Northern Parkway from Bel Air Road, go all the way across the city to the JFX, and then the JFX south into downtown. Pick up 395, and you're on your way. You do not, I understand again, do not want to get into this backup on 95 Pulaski Highway through Rosedale, through the city county line. It's going to be backed up as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today. Highs in the low 70s, mid-40s tonight, pretty much the same for tomorrow. Right now, 43 and clear in the city, 43 in Glen Burnie. Well, from time to time, we do play you some clips, audio sound bites of left-wing lunatics. These are totally unhinged, mentally ill, mentally unbalanced types who have just go off on the Trump derangement syndrome. And we've seen it. We talked about it earlier this morning. Bruce Springsteen, many in the music industry, many in Hollywood, many elected officials, and includes here in Maryland as well. We've seen, again, I think Angela Alsobrooks might be one of those that's just kind of bubbling underneath and getting ready to spill over any moment. But this one is one for the ages, folks. This is the guy, one of the architects of the successful Clinton campaigns, James Carville, a.k.a. the Raging Cajun, Serpent Head, as he is known, was married to Mary Madeline, the Republican consultant. She's been kind of dropped off the face of the earth. I don't know what's happened to her. I've not heard from her in ages. In any event, he is, and this is what's so amazing to me, is because if they really think that Trump is messing up, okay, put it politely, why would you bring attention to it? Why would you just let it happen? I mean, because it's got to benefit you in the midterms, got to benefit you in 28. But no, they always have to come out with these Trump deranged rants. And this one's bad, folks. And this insults his physical appearance and a bunch of F-bombs and so on and so forth. So, and this is a guy that's supposedly be an informed thought leader and opinion maker for the Democrats. He's the one they turn to when the Democrats go south. It's just amazing to me. So here it is for your listening displeasure. James Carville with his Trump derangement syndrome rant.
Look, you fat Trump, if you listen to this, you listen good, because what I'm getting ready to say is what a lot of people in this country speak for, who I speak for. And I speak for a lot of people. You hear me, you fat This is what we believe. You're right. I got Trump derangement syndrome. I hate the mother. And you know what? I don't want to get rid of it. I don't want to get better. I want to get worse. I want to hate him more. I pray to God in heaven, God rain the righteous rain of Trump derangement syndrome on me. Pray for me, Lord. I'm your vessel on this earth. Pray for the people that listen to this. We want more. We want to hate the son of a bitch so much that we can't see straight.
All right, there you have it. That is the rant, and it's just I don't know. There's a lot to unpack here. One is the multiple F bombs. The pure tone though is just vicious. It is venomous. This is a man that's seething with hatred, and then invokes the Lord's name in trying to condemn the current president of the United States. Now, I was not a big Joe Biden fan, and I was not a big Barack Obama fan, but I can't. I disagreed with them. I didn't like their politics, but like many of you, you move on. I mean, this is a great country. It'll survive no matter what. But these people are mentally ill. There's a sickness that goes all the way to the depth of depravity in their souls. People like James Carville and others. But that's one of the worst ones I've heard in a long time. Get your thoughts on that as well. But just he was spitting. That's how filled with hatred the man was. He should probably seek professional counseling before he goes back on national television again. You know, Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company, and Vinny is going to help sell your home. In springtime, it's coming up in about 2.5 weeks. So now's the time. Call Vinny. Get him or one of his agents out to your home. Check out the home. See if it needs his Mr. Fix It Up program. Or, again, if he needs some staging recommendation, or you'll eventually talk about asking price and the time frame in which you look to sell your home. And that's the biggest thing right now, because that hangs a lot of people up, is that timing. So that's why he has the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program, which is up to 12 months. He has all the details on that. But just call Vinny, and once you agree on asking price, time frame, you sign the contract, your home is sold. Guaranteed. And he can do that because he's got a database of nearly 13,000 people that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or go to VinnyStio.com and tell him I preferred you. All right, coming up next, it has happened once again at a prominent Democrat's funeral. This of Jesse Jackson. The elected officials, including presidents, become unglued when it comes to President Trump. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Top Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. and Israel have yet to take out all of Iran's missile launchers. Israel continues dealing with incoming missiles, some of them shot down, others not.
Iran's launched more attacks on Israel and Gulf countries, hours after Iranian state TV said Mojtaba Khamenei has been named the nation's new supreme leader. Oil prices have skyrocketed following the announcement. Iran has maintained its stranglehold on the Strait of Hormuz shipping lane and has launched new attacks. Saudi Arabia's warning to Iran it will be the biggest loser if it continues to attack Arab states. The Saudi statement on Monday came after a new drone attack apparently targeting its massive Shabba oil field. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And oil prices, which had spiked to near $120 per barrel, have fallen back to under $100. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gas, $3.48 as of this morning. It's $5.20 per gallon in California. The Iran war has claimed the life of a seventh American service member. The unidentified service member died of injuries sustained in an Iranian strike on a Saudi military base. Six suspected narco-terrorists have been killed in a U.S. military strike on an alleged drug-smuggling boat in the eastern Pacific.
This strike is part of the Trump administration's campaign against alleged traffickers. Sunday's attack brought the death toll to at least 157 people since the Trump administration began targeting those it calls narco-terrorists in small vessels in early September. U.S. Southern Command says it targeted alleged traffickers along known smuggling routes. However, the military did not provide evidence that the vessel carried drugs.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart on Wall Street. Dow futures down 619. The Nasdaq futures off 310 points. Townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so if you have plans this morning and you're coming from the northeast side of the city, you're trying to get over to the southwest side into Anne Arundel County, Howard County, Baltimore County, down to the airport, whatever the case may be, this is an absolute mess. I-95 is closed southbound at O'Donnell Street. The ramp is open to O'Donnell Street. That's a single-lane ramp. You go down the ramp, you pick up the ramp on the other side, and you move on in to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It can't handle it, so 95 is backed up all the way back to the city-county line. 895, the old Harbor Tunnel, backed up to the city-county line. Then we start with another backup there that goes all the way back to the Beltway. 95 coming down from White Marsh, trying to get on to the Beltway to get around from that, backed up. beyond the ramps and the overpasses at King Avenue and through that area. Some of this traffic, came off of the Beltway or came off onto the Beltway towards Pulaski Highway down to Eastern Avenue, thinking, well, we'll go around that way. Eastern Avenue, total gridlock. Pulaski Highway, total gridlock. Beltway towards Towson, total gridlock. You have to get off of the interstates and pick up the surface streets right now on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The warm weather is finally here. We are looking at a bright and sunny day ahead of us with highs in the low 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 36 degrees in Bel Air and 40 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Three juveniles were arrested after a disturbance at White Marsh Mall Saturday evening. Police say officers responded around 5 p.m. after reports of a large group of juveniles causing disruptions inside the mall during what was described as a planned link-up. Officers dispersed the crowd and made arrests on charges, including second-degree assault, trespassing, and disorderly conduct. Investigators say a reported robbery involving an assault on a juvenile remains under investigation. And Fox 45 reports an explosion involving carbon dioxide handling equipment at a Coca-Cola bottling facility in East Baltimore. It left four people injured Sunday morning, including one person in critical condition, according to the Baltimore City Fire Department. And a power outage disrupted the University of Maryland campus over the weekend. University officials say crews responded to help people stuck in elevators and assess the situation. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 568. The pick 4 was 4650. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Tough men on things are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman, call them anytime of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer. The Comfort Guys keeping you warm all winter long. Well, just before free agency hits on Wednesday in the National Football League, Ravens with a blockbuster trade over the weekend, adding Pro Bowl pass rusher Max Crosby from the Las Vegas Raiders in exchange for first-round picks in 2026 and 2027. Crosby had 73 total tackles and 10 sacks this season. That's his fourth time recording double-digit sacks. And as I mentioned, free agency gets underway Wednesday, March the 11th at 4 p.m., and then it's open season. Ravens are trying to hang on to, again, a couple of, Isaiah Likely and Senator Tyler Lindenbaum. We'll have to wait and see what happens there. Meanwhile, the Orioles were shut out by the Toronto Blue Jays in Grapefruit League action yesterday, 1-0. They'll take on the St. Louis Cardinals today. At the World Baseball Classics, Gunnar Henderson with a 4-for-5 performance and a 9-1 win over the Great Britain. U.S. will take on Mexico tonight. Wizards lose again, eighth time in a row, 138-118 to the New Orleans Pelicans. And the Caps on the ice tonight, trying to halt their three-game skid and keep their slim playoff hopes alive. They'll host the Flames tonight at Capital One Arena. And that's Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, Muslim terrorists tried to bomb Mamdani up in New York City. Sheriff Gaylor calling out the Anne Arundel County executive for using Rachel Morin's name to try to justify not participating with ICE. But our top story here today, it's happened once again. Democrats gather at a funeral of a prominent Democrat to then politicize the whole event. And this is something, as a person who's usually called on to eulogize because of what I do, public speaking and things of that nature, you always go into any funeral, whether it's a eulogy, if you ask to speak, you're focusing on that person's life, and what that person's life meant to his family, in this particular case, to the movement that Jesse Jackson had started. And you focus on the meaning of his life and the legacy left behind. You don't use it to push your own political agenda or to criticize other people. It's about that person and that person's legacy. And the Democrats have been doing, going all the way back to the Paul Wellstone funeral back in, what was it, 90s, I guess? Late 80s or early 90s. This is what they do now. They go, they use these funerals of politicians and major political figures as launching points to launch against Republicans. The first embarrassment was Democrat President Chairman Joe Biden.
If I told you all earlier when I was a kid I had a cleft palate, or club foot, none of you would have laughed. But it's okay to laugh at stuttering. I'm not being critical of you, but think about it. It's the one place where people think you're stupid. Oh, really? I'm a hell of a lot smarter than most of you. But all kidding aside.
Again, this is Jesse Jackson's funeral, and it's all about him. And again, he's I'm a lot smarter than most of you. Boy, that was something. Then there was Kamala Harris, and she was actually accidentally referred to as president, not once, but twice during other speakers that were at Jesse Jackson's funeral. But and notice the accent. She's picked up a little bit of an accent along the way.
Let me just say, I predicted a lot about what's happening right now. I'm not into saying I told you so, but we did see it coming. But what I did not predict is that we would not have Jesse Jackson with us right now to help us get through this. And this afternoon has been such a beautiful remembrance of his spirit, his life, and his faith. And in a way that Reverend Al talked about it and so many others have, I do think of this afternoon as what it is doing for me to renew my faith in what is possible, fueled by the hope that Jesse Jackson so often reminded us of.
Yeah, a little bit of an accent there at the beginning of that. And then, of course, a reference to what's going on in the world politically right now. Can't just make it about Jesse Jackson. It's got to be about her and about Trump. So we're going to hear from Obama. And then we'll hear from Jesse Jr. because he was not happy that three Democrat presidents politicized this. Clinton was there as well. He wasn't as bad. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It's like, where do we even begin? Here comes another police. Police car south on 95 after the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Not sure where he's going. They have now shut the camera off at 95 at O'Donnell Street, but we know the interstate is still closed at O'Donnell Street. Been closed since 535 this morning. Beg your pardon, 535 with an accident southbound. So, again, total gridlock. You can exit at the O'Donnell Street ramp. You have to get all the way to the right side. To do that, you go down the hill. You come back up on the ramp to 95 South. Actually see traffic getting into the toll plaza from there. But that's it. So it's a single lane, four lanes going to one lane. Four lanes are backed up all the way back through the city-county line. Then 95 is backed up beyond the Beltway and 895. That's the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. That's basically sitting still at Moravia Road and the city-county line. Just can't go anywhere. I'm looking at the bridge at Eastern Avenue, totally stopped westbound. So that's Eastern Avenue, Pulaski Highway, or Lean Street. Any of that traffic over on the southeast side just can't get anywhere because both the interstates on 95 and 895 are just not capable of handling this stoppage for now, almost coming up on 2 hours now. So it's going to be a big problem there. The Beltway northeast side, if you're thinking about that, that's just jammed up as well, anywhere from 95 all the way to Towson. If you can get off onto Bel Air Road, pick up Taylor Avenue, pick up Northern Parkway, go west from there and continue to go west till you can work your way south and eventually come down, maybe using the JFX into downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Gorgeous forecast for the next couple of days. Sunshine, low 70 day today. Mid-40s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and a high in the low 70s. Wednesday, we could be up into the mid-70s before a cooler end of the week. Right now, 42 in Pasadena, 41 in Middle River. Time for a MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So over the weekend at Dover Air Force Base, the President, First Lady, Vice President, Second Lady, Secretary of War, and others were present at Dover Air Force Base to greet the remains of the six service members who were killed in Operation Epic Fury. Now we know an additional seventh has succumbed to his injuries. No identity given as of yet, but it is called the dignified transfer, and it is probably one of the most solemn things you will ever witness.
Very sad situation to greet the families of the heroes coming home from Iran. Coming home in a different manner than they thought they'd be coming home. But they're great heroes in our country, and we're going to keep it that way.
Yeah, and the six soldiers were, again, the president privately met with the families, spoke with the families, and very moving when you see these six caskets draped in American flags. It certainly does tell you how serious these operations, these combat operations, truly are.
It's part of war. It's a sad part of war. It's the bad part of war.
Yeah, it really is a very sad moment. He also announced over the weekend the Shield of the Americas, and that is with the new job for Kristi Noem. She'll be working with Marco Rubio and with Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. President Trump says this is to unleash the power of the United States to secure our own hemisphere.
Every leader here today is united in the conviction that we cannot and will not tolerate the lawlessness in our hemisphere any longer. The only way to defeat these enemies is by unleashing the power of our militaries.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to do. The president's going to be working with, and the only people that weren't there are Mexico and Colombia because they're socialists. So they don't agree with President Trump. Of course, Mexico and Colombia, probably the two presidents there owned and run by the cartels. But he says, we're going to use our military to destroy the cartels, much like we're doing in Iran right now.
The heart of our agreement is a commitment to using lethal military force to destroy the sinister cartels and terrorist networks once and for all. We'll get rid of them.
And Secretary of State Marco Rubio was there, and he had a message to the allies and friends as part of this Shield of the Americas coalition.
We want to be a partner with you in that. We want the world to see that when you are a friend and an ally of the United States, it is a good thing. It's reciprocated. It comes back the other way as well.
The president also said over the weekend there will be no deal with Iran except unconditional surrender after that and a selection of a great and acceptable leader. We and many of our wonderful, very brave allies and partners will work tirelessly to bring Iran back from the brink of destruction, making it economically bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Iran will have a great future. Make Iran great again, or MEGA. The president also told Keith Starmer, the prime minister of Great Britain, that don't bother sending your aircraft carriers, no longer needed. Accused him of joining the war after it's already been won. There was a phone call with the president yesterday, not privy to the contents of that, but clearly Starmer was embarrassed on the international stage and should have been. Trump declares Cuba's communist regime in its last moments of life. So you can see this is part of the Trump doctrine to secure our own hemisphere. Cuba, of course, being smack dab in the middle of that. The president also stated he will not sign other bills until the Save America Act is passed. Hear, hear. Kudos to President Trump. And again, I wouldn't endorse anyone in the Cornyn-Paxton race because the more it's coming out on Cornyn, the more embarrassing it would be for the president to endorse in that particular case. So I think he's now taking a little bit of a different tact, and that is he won't sign any more bills until the SAVE Act is passed, because after all, that's the most important piece of legislation to come our way in a long, long time, and we need it desperately. Trump's name will be on the tallest tower in Australia as the Trump Company makes an international real estate move there. That's not related to the White House, but as you can see, the Trump, the sons Eric and others are keeping the business running and making profit, and that's the way it should be. And that's the way it went down. 414 days into the new golden age,
and we are just getting started.
All right, still to come here on the program, Sheriff Jeff Gaylor calling out the Anne Arundel County executive for using Rachel Morin's name to justify getting rid of the 287G program. Muslim terrorists were outside Gracie Mansion in New York City yesterday trying to some kind of shrapnel bomb with an explosive, and more on that. And we'll tell you what Governor Moore said about Kristi Noem coming up a little bit later on in the program as well. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
When we watch a president who's now had the greatest assault on black female employment, when we've seen the president of the United States trying to ban books, change our history, minimize our history.
That's right.
You're out of touch. I'm
7:23, it has been a nightmarish Monday morning rush hour. Chuck Whitaker with all the scary details.
It's just amazing. This might be one of the worst I've ever seen, tell you the truth. A big wreck, southbound 95, happened right around 5:30 this morning at O'Donnell Street. Everything was closed at that point except for the ramp to O'Donnell Street. That ramp is still open. That's a single-lane ramp. So here's what happens. Looking at the camera back here at Moravia Road, there's 1, 2, 3, basically 4, maybe 5 lanes right here. Eventually, 5 lanes there have to go down to 1 lane at O'Donnell Street. You know that can't handle it. So it's gridlocked back to the city-county line. 895, the detour route to the Old Harbor Tunnel is only 2 lanes. That backup starts at the city-county line. Then you have another backup that goes from the city-county line and the split back through Rosedale, back beyond the Beltway. So at that point, if you were trying to get down to the Harbor Tunnels, you're looking at 8 miles of dead stop traffic there. Now, the Beltway, you get on the Beltway if you can. You get on the outer loop, and the Beltway is crawling starting at 95. It does get a little bit better at Pering Parkway. So again, you have to get off the Beltway. Taylor Avenue, Northern Parkway in Overly, and Fullerton, you can go west. You have a bunch of traffic light delays, you can go west. You got a minute, Chuck. Can I keep going, Sean?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. One other option, and I know this is the old school way. If you can get to Moravia Road or Pulaski Highway, and you can go west on Pulaski Highway, you come into the split at Orleans Street. Orleans Street goes west, comes into downtown. You pick up Franklin Street. You take St. Paul Street. You go downtown, and you're at Camden Yards. Okay, you went around all of that. Problem is, you have traffic light delays on Fayette Street and also through those areas that you can come westbound towards downtown. One other option, just trying to give you as many options as I can, because 95 and 895, not the way to go at all right now trying to get to the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, low 70s for the high. Right now, 45 in Parkville, 43 in Severn. So the Jesse Jackson funeral was turned into a political rally once again by Democrats and Democrat presidents. We heard from Biden, heard from Kamala Harris, the vice president, at one point, and then there was time for Obama to go off half-cocked.
We are living in a time when it can be hard to hope. Each day we wake up to some new assault on our democratic institutions. Another setback to the idea of the rule of law. An offense to common decency. Every day you wake up to things you just didn't think were possible. Each day we're told by those in high office to fear each other and to turn on each other, and that some Americans count more than others, and that some don't even count at all. Everywhere we see greed and bigotry being celebrated, and bullying and mockery masquerading as strength. We see science and expertise denigrated, while ignorance and dishonesty and cruelty and corruption are reaping untold rewards every single day. We see that. And it's hard to hope.
Yeah, so there he was once again. And then you have the White House response. Barack Hussein Obama, this is from Stephen Chung. Barack Hussein Obama is a classless moron who clearly suffers from a debilitating and severe case of Trump derangement syndrome that has rotted his brain. He's a total disgrace for all the hurt he's caused this country and his history. Will not judge him well. End of quote. All right. Kristen, did you want to add something?
Quickly, do you know who else was in attendance at Jesse Jackson's funeral? Someone from our state.
Governor Moore?
He was. But it was not on his public schedule that gets sent out to us and the rest of the media on Friday, which I thought was strange. But NBC News interviewed him. He was there talking about how Jesse Jackson shaped his life.
I guess he wasn't able to make it to the stage.
So he was in Chicago. Not yet. Yeah. Not yet. That's a future goal. And then he went from there, from Chicago, to Selma, Alabama, for some event on Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
Which was on his public schedule. But he does not have national ambition.
No.
He does not. He's not,
he's not running for president.
That.
Nope.
Everywhere, he's solving the problems of Maryland everywhere he goes.
When is he in Maryland? Yeah. That would be a shorter list.
That's right.
Apparently. Is he on Clooney's boat this
time,
week?
Time in and out of the state, so we should start clocking it. Jesse Jackson Jr. calling out Obama, Biden, Clinton, and Kamala Harris.
I listened for several hours of three United States presidents who do not know Jesse Jackson. He maintained a tense relationship with the political order, not because the presidents were white or black, but the demands of our message, the demands of speaking for the least of these, those who were disinherited, the damned, the dispossessed, the disrespected, demanded not Democratic or Republican solutions, but demanded a consistent, prophetic voice that at no point in time ever sold us out as a people.
All right, there you have it. So he wasn't happy with the way his father was remembered by these iconic Democrat presidents. Go figure. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A 16-year-old girl was stabbed Saturday night after an argument in Baltimore. Police say the teen was cut in the abdomen during a dispute with a family member and then ran to South Central Avenue for help. She was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say a suspect has been arrested and the Family Crimes Unit is investigating. Police are also investigating after a body was found in the Anacostia River Saturday afternoon. Officers responded around 4:50 p.m. near the Bladensburg waterfront after reports of a person in the water. Authorities say the investigation is in its early stages. And Fox 45 reports that two 17-year-olds were arrested in East Baltimore for armed robbery, police said. Officers were flagged down on the 1200 block of North Linwood Avenue on Saturday by victims reporting that they were the victims of a robbery. And lawmakers are again debating a bill that would allow grocery stores in Maryland to sell beer and wine. Supporters rallied this week ahead of a legislative hearing on the proposal. The plan would allow grocery stores to obtain licenses from current holders or apply through local boards. State leaders say the measure is unlikely to pass during the current legislative session. And a power outage disrupted the University of Maryland campus over the weekend. University officials say crews responded to help people stuck in elevators and assess the situation. Power began returning to most residence halls around 1:30 a.m. Officials say full restoration continued overnight. And four people were hurt after a carbon dioxide incident Sunday morning at a bottling plant in East Baltimore. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot, 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
7:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
One of the options getting away from all this gridlock on the east side has been to come around the Beltway and then take JFX southbound. Looking at that, it's busy, and it's busy all the way into the ramps downtown. I even went down as far as Camden Yards just to see if the traffic had increased coming south out of the city on 395, and it is busy coming south. Normally, it's not too bad. This ramp from 395 south to 95 south, it's just one steady stream of cars. So the folks are getting the word that if they can get into downtown and pick up 395 South, you're well south of all of this stuff going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel and the overflow traffic on 895. Just in case you just tuned in, 535 this morning, the big wreck southbound 95 at O'Donnell Street had the interstate closed, still shut down, and all that gridlock is affecting 95, 895, 95 all the way back to the Beltway, and the Beltway on the Parkville side is totally jammed up to the west of I-95 and heading over eventually into Towson. Big delays, more than an hour in most areas. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The warm weather is finally here. We are looking at a bright and sunny day ahead of us with highs in the low 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has a morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports. The Ravens taking a massive swing, trading two first-round picks to the Raiders for star defensive end Max Crosby, which will give Ravens new coach Jesse Minter a much improved look on the defensive side of the ball. Crosby reportedly wanted out of Vegas after the Raiders shut him down for the last two games, and the Ravens used it as an opportunity to swoop in and land the star. This is the first time, according to ESPN, that the Ravens' 31-year history, that they have traded a first-round pick for a player. Crosby carries a $31 million salary cap hit for 26 and $30 million for 2027. The Ravens will lose both their first-round picks in those years. Tyler Huntley has earned a longer stay in Baltimore. Ravens are reportedly signing Huntley to a two-year deal worth up to $11 million. They may lose Tyler Linderbaum as the free agency season gets underway this Wednesday at 4. Also, a tight end, Isaiah Likely, is may be on his way out. Lionel Messi gave fans what they wanted in a sold-out Baltimore match. The superstar scored in the 27th minute in Inter Miami's 2-1 win over D.C. United at M&T Bank Stadium over the weekend. The Wizards have dropped 8 in a row, losing to New Orleans 138-118. Caps back on the ice tonight, trying to halt their 3-game skid after a loss to Boston over the weekend. They'll host the Flames tonight and trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. Orioles were shut out yesterday by the Blue Jays 1-0, and they'll play the St. Louis Cardinals today. And at the World Baseball Classic, Gunnar Henderson went 4-for-5 on Saturday in a 9-1 win over Great Britain. Team USA takes on Mexico tonight. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC. Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
737, you can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Still come, Muslim terrorists throw a suspicious device at Gracie Mansion. That's where the mayor of New York, Mamdani, lives, and they were traced back to Bucks County, Pennsylvania. We'll get the latest on that story coming up in just a few short moments. But Sheriff Jeff Gaylor calling out on his Facebook page with the Harford County Sheriff's Office and Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman over the weekend for something Pittman, he mentioned Rachel Morin's name to justify getting rid or eliminating the 287G program.
So the soon-to-be new chairman of the Maryland Democrat Party, who happens to also serve currently as the Anne Arundel County Executive, is now shamefully using the brutal murder of young mother Rachel Morin as a political tool to argue against ICE's efforts to identify and deport criminal illegal aliens. Rather than supporting law enforcement and preventing future tragedies, Stu Pittman is attacking the very actions that protect communities from violent offenders. You can't make this up. If Mr. Pittman insists on invoking Rachel's name, the very least he could do is to present facts instead of false commentary. In this clip that you're going to see, Mr. Pittman states this monster who killed Rachel was deported three times before his arrest in this case, and that creates a difficult relationship between law enforcement and ICE.
Yeah, well, let's hear from Mr. Pittman again. He started off as an Obama community organizer. And again, as we watch Anne Arundel County now flip from red to purple, much of it is, under the tutelage of, and he's the new head of the Democrat Party, by the way, here in the state of Maryland. So he is a radical, progressive Marxist. Here is what he said.
The problem actually now has gotten to the point where ICE is interfering with local law enforcement. I mean, it is not a good thing to deport violent criminals. I mean, Rachel Morin's murderer was deported three times before they finally took him in and put him through the actual, as a criminal and locked him up and kept him there. If we deported somebody like that again, they would come back across the border and commit another crime.
And, of course, Sheriff Geller had to correct the record after that false fake news information and propaganda from Pittman.
Well, Mr. Pittman, you either failed to do your homework or you are deliberately trying to twist words to further your agenda against the dedicated men and women in law enforcement. As the sheriff of Harford County, the very place where this horrific crime took place, I will not stay silent while the truth is twisted for political gain, your political gain. So let me set this record straight. Stumbling Stew's reckless claims suggest that Rachel Morin's killer was somehow picked up by law enforcement, maybe for a minor crime, and then deported three separate times after that. That is simply false, and that never happened. The reality is that Rachel's killer was stopped at the border and denied entry into our country on three separate occasions. But with the Biden administration leaving our southern border wide open, he just decided to walk right in anyway. Rachel's killer entered our country at a time when illegal entry was not just tolerated, but was encouraged by the last administration. And this murderer didn't come here to build a better life for himself or for his family. Once in our country, he wasted no time committing violent crimes in California before making his way to Maryland, where he ultimately took Rachel's life in the most brutal fashion imaginable.
Indeed, and we all remember that story, and we should. But there's something really awful about eliminating the 287G program to begin with and putting the rest of us at great peril, but B, then using Rachel Morin's murder to justify it, and that's where Sheriff Geller said it was the straw that broke the camel's back.
In his newsletter, Mr. Pittman once again mentions Rachel's name and notes that her killer was arrested in Tulsa. Yes, the Tulsa Police Department did put the handcuffs on Rachel's killer, and for that I'm truly grateful, but the relentless work to track down this dangerous predator was a collective effort led by the dedicated men and women of the Harford County Sheriff's Office alongside our state and federal partners. To wrap up here, Stuart Pittman's attempt to justify why Anne Arundel County should not be classified as a sanctuary jurisdiction is nothing short of comical. This is the same man who, upon taking office as your county executive, promptly dismantled a public safety program that partnered with ICE to identify and remove criminal illegal aliens from that county. If Mr. Pittman is searching for answers as to why Anne Arundel County might be considered a sanctuary jurisdiction, he need only look in the mirror.
Bingo. And so that's what we have. We have the governor. We have the progressive Marxists running the general insane asylum. This is the Democrats with their super veto-proof majority, putting people at great peril. And the public safety is not priority number one, as Governor Moore likes to say. And we'll tackle his transparency lie coming up at the top of the hour. But here again, there's a special, I think, they will stoop to new lows to try to justify not enforcing the immigration laws of the United States, not rounding up the criminal illegal aliens. Oh, they say they will. I think Kathy Hochul, I heard her over the weekend say, give it some lip service. Oh, she's for that. She's, doesn't want to get rid of ICE, and she's for getting deporting criminals, but she believes there's got to be a path to citizenship. Well, then you're still not for the law, because the law says, as of right now, that every single person that crosses into this country illegally, without documents, is here illegally, and they must go. and they should all go. But thanks, Sheriff Kittler, for calling out Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman. And you Anne Arundel Countyans should be ashamed of yourself for putting that joker in office. 743, time for Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call right now if you'd like to play the game. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And it's been a bear of a traffic morning, and Chuck Whitaker's here with all the gory details.
All right, so what I've done the last couple of minutes, just took some of the cameras and kind of looked around right where 95 crosses Pulaski Highway. See Pulaski Highway underneath? Crawling, coming in from Rosedale. So they're trying to get in towards the city-county line and then go westbound from there. This ramp area at 895 at Moravia Road, the traffic trying to get off at Moravia Road is then running into gridlock on Moravia Road at 895. So everybody's just basically sitting still. Nowhere to go. Some of the traffic took the Beltway, went down to Eastern Avenue thinking, well, we'll go around it. Eastern Avenue is backed up back through North Point Boulevard, through that area all the way in to the 95 bridge. And then you really don't have much choice even from there because 95 is still closed at O'Donnell Street and 895 is backed up through the city county line. 95 is backed up even beyond the Beltway, and the Beltway is crawling. So if you know the secondary streets, you can get on to Taylor Avenue, Northern Parkway if you're in the city, Pulaski Highway, Fayette Street, or Lean Street, westbound into downtown, and then work your way towards Camden Yards from there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine abounds today in the low 70s. Overnight will be in the mid-40s, pretty much the same for tomorrow. Right now, 45 in Ocean City, and it is 44 and sunny in Reisterstown. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today, Connie in Perry Hall. Good morning, Connie.
Hi, good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right, well, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. We've got some WCBM merchandise up for grabs for you today. Story one, Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has okayed the Senate Bill 1439 in Arizona that would have allowed, that would allow Arizonans to purchase a specialty license plate, which depicts President Trump as Satan with horns. The vanity plate. And specialty plate, apparently, according to Governor Hobbs, many Americans feel this way about President Trump, and that is their First Amendment right. Story two, an official of the U.S. State Department has apologized to Czechia and Slovakia for the agenda of the Biden administration to queer their maps. The Undersecretary of State said during a recent congressional hearing to explain what the agenda was, to queer the maps. That would not make them gay, but would just screw them up.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like redistricting.
Yes, kind of, sort of. And story number three, two Florida students aged 10 and 11 were arrested over alleged shooting threats. Not once, but twice. The two youngsters threatened to shoot other students, teachers, and even the principal. Police said the student used a child's account to send a message, "I'm a shoot you," to seven teachers. The police are urging parents to discipline your children.
Just right. A little.
Story one, Arizona governor says, yeah, well, you can have a Trump Satan plate in Arizona. Story two, the State Department apologizes for trying to queer the maps of Czechia and Slovakia. And story three, two Florida students ages 10 and 11 arrested over alleged shooting threats. All right, we will start with Maggie this morning.
I'm going with number one is false.
All right, Maggie goes for one. Kristen?
I think I'm going to go with number two because I don't even understand that one.
All right, Kristen, number two. Chuck?
One, please.
Chuck goes for one. And Connie?
I'm going for one.
All right. It's almost unanimous today on number one. Story number one. Yeah, you know, Kristen. Uh-oh is right. That is our fake news story of the day.
How do you queer maps? What does that even mean?
You know? I mean, to screw them up. Yeah.
Okay.
That's, that means to...
That's not what...
Queer the deal.
Misdraw them. Okay. Like, exactly. A very good reference. Queer the deal.
Thank you. I've done that many times.
Yes, you have. You have queered many deals.
Oh,
and
dear.
And soon to be another, Mr. Casey, if you don't watch out.
Oh, that was a backdoor deal.
Yeah, I'm out.
All right, congratulations, Connie. We'll put you on hold until you get your prize. Thanks for playing the game here. Choose your fake news to get us kicked off here on a Monday morning. Let's take a phone call here from Melissa in Anne Arundel County. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, Sean. I called a few weeks ago about illegal immigration. I had a friend killed when I was in high school. I'm from Southern California.
Right.
But I live in Anne Arundel County, and I'm an independent voter who has never voted for Stuart Pittman. And honestly, he's the reason, and Governor Moore is the reason, that the day I retire from teaching, I'm a teacher, we already have a house purchased in Florida. We're moving the very day.
Yeah.
So,
based on Pittman or based on the overall financial concerns that you have retiring in Maryland?
Both. I mean, I can go to Florida. They don't tax my pension. You know, they have laws. They enforce the laws. You know, and honestly, Maryland is right behind California, and I hate to say that because that's my home state, but you know, Maryland and the path that it is on is just in a mode of destruction. I mean, it's going to implode, just like California is going to implode shortly, because they can't sustain the bills that they're taking in, and they're putting it all on the backs of those of us who get up every day and go to work and who are legal citizens and pay our taxes and, you know, pay our health care insurance. And I'm just tired of paying for everybody else.
And I hear that a lot. Melissa, thanks so much for your input. Appreciate that and the feedback there as well. And I want to tell you about Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Again, 70 different brands on display right now. Go see either mayor. They both run the place. They're expanding their showroom. They've got everything under the sun there. Single appliance, entire kitchen upgrades, and they're all, and you can see them on display. Pick out your favorite model and all the little features and gadgets and all the newest. I mean, it really is mind-blowing when you go and see their showroom, and they have 5-star service, competitive pricing, and they want you as a customer so life. So check them out. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Ayatollah named, well, he didn't because he's dead, but they named his son the next Ayatollah. There's a time when you want to do what your dad did for a living. Your dad was a lawyer. You decided to be a lawyer. You're going to become one of the names on the door. Or maybe you want to be an accountant like your dad. But there are a couple things you don't want to be like your dad. Well, you don't want to be the son. Good luck with that there, Junior.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up, NYPD on the arrest of Muslim terrorists who threw deadly shrapnel bombs at New York City rally yesterday. We'll talk about that as well. By the way, the Republican Senate will not pass the Save America Act, and President Trump has said that until you do, I'm not signing anything else. So he's throwing down the gauntlet at John Thune, who is a rhino, by the way, and his buddy John Cornyn and the rest of the rhinos there. Instead, you know what they did? They put up a plaque honoring those who killed Trump supporters on January 6th. That's what they did. So that was voted on by a previous Congress, and they're just getting around to putting it up now. Again, the murder of Ashley Babbitt, there were 4 Trump supporters that died that day, and 2 of them, I think, were murdered outright, and the others as a result of flashbang grenades that were fired indiscriminately into the crowd. died of heart attacks, et cetera. And they honored those actions with a plaque, a memorial plaque. So it tells you the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats in so many ways. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so if you can get to the JFX from the Beltway, looking at Ruxton Road coming down through the city-county line, you can come all the way down the JFX. You can get off at Maryland Avenue. You can get off at St. Paul Street. You work your way down eventually through downtown. Pick up 95, 395 at Camden Yards. You're on your way. You're totally around all of this mess that is caused by this closure this morning since 535 on I-95 at O'Donnell Street. Total gridlock on the northeast side of the city, including Pulaski Highway, Eastern Avenue, Fayette Street, Orleans Street, all the major roadways up in that corner, including both 95 and 895, with major backups, and I'm talking 6 to 8 miles of backups as you're trying to get south. The Beltway northeast side taking some of that hit as well, sending traffic trying to go west from Bel Air Road on that northeast side. You can do Taylor Avenue. You can go down into Overly and pick up Northern Parkway westbound. Some of the options to get away. If you're right there on Pulaski Highway, you can come in. Then you can do Fayette Street. You can pick up Orleans Street and come into downtown that way. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, low 70s, and temperatures tonight in the mid-40s. 42 in Ellicott City, and right now it is 43 in Severn. Two homemade bombs have failed to detonate at a counter-protest against an anti-Islam demonstration in New York City over the weekend. Contained the deadly explosive TATP, otherwise known as the Mother of Satan. This is favored by Islamist terrorists and extremists. The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force taking the lead now in this investigation. One bomb was thrown at an anti-Islam rally at Gracie Mansion, official home of New York City's first Muslim mayor, Zohran Mamdani. That was led by J6er Jake Lang, who we've had on this show on numerous occasions. One suspect reportedly yelled Allahu Akbar when the bomb was thrown. The second bomb dropped after being ignited by a fleeing suspect. The bombs contained nuts and bolts, and neither went off, saving countless lives. The NYPD ran into the danger, secured the bombs. A third suspected device being investigated after it was found in a car several blocks away. Two men from Pennsylvania, Amir Bala and Ibrahim Kayumi, 18 to 19 years of age, were arrested at the scene. In connection, the men are self-radicalized supporters of ISIS and live in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. They apparently traveled to Turkey and other terror training hotspots. And, again, too bad we didn't. I mean, this could have been really, really bad. Could have been bad if they made a better bomb or an actual functioning bomb or knew how to, use it. Tens of people could have died in this explosion. So let's keep an eye on these individuals that are traveling to these terror hotspots to train. And maybe they shouldn't let them back in the United States. That might be a good idea, huh? Let's go to Jeff in Phoenix. Good morning, Jeff.
Sean, good morning. You know, thank you to all the previous administrations who have allowed this absolute death, destruction, and chaos among the American citizens. It reminds me of Thomas Jefferson, who said, if we are to guard against ignorance and remain free, it is the responsibility of every American to be informed. We are not informed. We are so easily led astray by the silver coin. You know, every morning when I listen to WCBM, Casey and Company, and you try to make sense out of the nonsensical, at the bottom of the hour, I have to listen to the local news, and the local news every morning has one story after another about teens who are killing each other, killing law-abiding citizens, et cetera, et cetera. And so I'm listening to you this morning, Sean, and you do a great job of informing us that, again, the Maryland legislature wants to treat these young savages as juveniles. It is insane. And where are the Maryland Republicans? They could learn so much from Sheriff Gaylor out of Harford County about communicating the truth about everything. I think about everything that's going on since they voted against 287Gs. I think about the Baltimore County Sheriff Fisher, who has been there in office for I don't know how many terms. And on January 28, and WCBM did a great job, or January 27, of communicating that Todd Hines Jr., while walking to work to his first job, was killed by an illegal alien.
Yeah, and the hits keep on coming, Jeff. You're absolutely right. Listen, I'm running short on time, but thanks again.
Thanks,
great, Sean. Great rant. Appreciate that. You're absolutely right about that, and they just keep on happening, and nothing seems to deter it. Michael Friedman and his firm are there for you should you need them. A serious accident resulting in serious injury, and you do need serious legal representation. Don't try this on your own. I've had conversations with Michael. People, they want to be their own attorney, and the mindset is, I'm going to save 30-40% that I would have to give my attorney in any injury settlement or any injury claim, whatever the case may be. But you get 30-40% of squat is zero. Okay? And that's what happens. Too many people damage their claims. Even when they come to Michael after they've done this, in many cases, he can't resurrect it. So just start with Michael. Call 410-363-6848. Toll free 1-800-782-7203 or online at maflaw.com. And you will not regret it. They will take care of everything. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Taking a stand for election integrity, President Trump. He's vowing not to sign any other legislation until Congress approves a voter ID bill.
Writing on social media, the president proclaimed that passing the Save America Act is all people care about and that the legislation supersedes everything else. He went on to say that he will not sign other bills until this is passed. The Save America Act would require proof of citizenship when registering to vote. Democrats believe the bill would disenfranchise some voters. The House already passed the legislation, but it faces an uphill battle in the Senate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran is launching more attacks on Israel and Gulf countries, hours after Iranian state TV announced that a hardliner is now in charge in Tehran.
Iran has a new supreme leader. It's Mojtaba Khamenei, a son of the slain supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, whose death on February 28th in an Israeli airstrike kicked off the Israeli-American war that has spread across the wider Middle East.
And that's correspondent John Gambrell. President Trump says the U.S. has plenty of negotiating leverage when it comes to Iran.
We're not looking to settle. They'd like to settle. We're not looking to settle.
The president not ruling out sending in ground troops, but he stresses there would have to be a very good reason to take that step. Mr. Trump has declared he will accept nothing short of unconditional surrender by the Iranian regime. The Iran war not distracting the American military from its drug-fighting mission in the Eastern Pacific. The Pentagon reports the deaths of six suspected narco-terrorists. Their alleged drug-running boat was blown out of the water by the American military. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 601 points, NASDAQ futures off 292. Townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking at the Beltway now, coming down from Pulaski Highway, folks are getting away from 95 and 895, and they're thinking, well, if we go south and east, Maybe make a little better time. Well, here's what happens. You come down the Beltway from Pulaski Highway. You come through Chestico Avenue, the Back River Bridge. You get to Eastern Avenue, and now we have gridlock there. Because Eastern Avenue westbound from North Point and from East Point and through that area backed up all the way through the city-county line. So it's not too good either way coming off of 95 or 895. 95 southbound still closed, been closed since 5:35 this morning at the O'Donnell Street ramp. That situation remains the same. Total backups all the way back on 95, back beyond the Beltway. The Beltway northeast side is crawling. And then the Beltway itself, a lot of this traffic is trying to use the Beltway, just not making any time at all. Parkville to Towson, the inner loop through Pikesville is jammed. The outer loop is Reisterstown Road all the way down through Frederick Road. JFX last check was still moving okay if you want to use that into downtown and then picking up towards the routes into Camden Yards and eventually down to 95 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The warm weather is finally here. We are looking at a bright and sunny day ahead of us with highs in the low 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 43 degrees in Pikesville and 41 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 16-year-old boy has died after a shooting in North Baltimore. Police say officers responded Friday evening around 6:30 to the West Old Cold Spring Lane where they found the teen with a gunshot wound inside a home. He was taken to a hospital and later pronounced dead. A federal judge has ordered new rules for how immigration detainees are held at a federal building in downtown Baltimore. The ruling says detainees cannot be held in spaces smaller than 31 square feet and requires daily cleaning of hold rooms. Officials must also provide hygiene supplies, medications, and medical screenings within 12 hours of arrival. And Fox 45 reports that Cecil County Sheriff's deputies are asking for the public's help identifying the driver of a Toyota pickup after the truck nearly struck children at a school bus stop. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 568, the pick 4-4-6-5-0. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinelt Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120 or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, a big trade. The Ravens made a blockbuster trade for Max Crosby, sending first-round picks in 2026 to 2027 for the Las Vegas Raiders star defensive end. That should really help improve the Ravens' pass rush this coming fall. They're also bringing back Tyler Huntley on a two-year deal, but they could be losing center Tyler Linderbaum and tight end Isaiah Lightly. Free agency begins this Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. The Orioles get shut out by the Blue Jays yesterday in Grapefruit League action. They'll take on the St. Louis Cardinals today. World Baseball Classic. U.S. is 2-0. Big win on Saturday against Great Britain. Gunnar Henderson went 4-for-5 for Team USA. They'll take on Mexico tonight. Wizards have lost 8 games in a row now, falling 138-118 to New Orleans Pelicans. And the Caps host their Calgary Flames tonight, trying to halt their 3-game skid, keep their playoff hopes alive. The Maryland basketball ended the year with a 78-72 home loss to number 11 Illinois. Meanwhile, Navy lost by a point, 73-72 to BU in the Patriot League semifinals. Towson crushing Charleston, 81-56 in the CAA quarters. They'll play Hofstra in the semifinals later on this afternoon. And that's a look at Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, keeping you warm all winter long.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680-1800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Governor Moore is obviously under the under great scrutiny of late. We'll get to that in just a second, but coming up a little bit later on in the show, Bill Maher with a pretty nifty way he duped a shifty shift on his show over the weekend. Virginia now is turning into a radical blue state. We'll give you some examples of what's happened to our neighbors to the south. But the governor was dancing on Kristi Noem's grave on Friday after it was announced that she was out as Secretary of DHS.
This is a good day. This is something that, frankly, we have called for this ever since last year when she denied any support for Western Maryland, even though they had historic floods. And we made a personal appeal to try to make sure that the federal government could see our people in Allegheny and Garrett County. Once again, they said no, even though that area qualified for the support. So my response is good riddance. But then that the new secretary, I hope that we can work with the new secretary to make sure that all of our communities in Maryland, including our communities in Western Maryland, who thus far have been denied any supports, the hope is that we can work with the new secretary to make sure that this can be a federal administration that sees everybody and not just the states that voted for them.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It's this is something that President Trump has now been trying to shift some of this to. It is time for states and state governments. You ever hear of something called the Rainy Day Fund, Governor? Might that have been a good thing, pardon the pun, used for flooding relief in Western Maryland? Why is it always the federal government, the rest of the taxpayers, that have to come in? I understand sometimes things that happen that are so catastrophic that the rest of the country does pitch in. But in this particular case, you can't. Every time there's flooding, every time there's a little bit of a weather damage, shouldn't states have some fiscal, financial responsibility in making sure that they put away for such emergencies? That's what they're called, rainy day funds. They're funds that you can use for another time. So, and as for ICE and everything else, you can say good riddance, but that doesn't mean things going to change. Some of the tactics might change, but the mission won't change. And that is going to be seeking out and rounding up criminal, illegal aliens in the state of Maryland, whether it's Mark Wayne Mullen, whether it's Kristi Noem, whether it's Tom Holman. Remember, they're doing this at President Trump's, on his orders. That's what he was elected for, to secure our borders and get rid of the however many million. I've heard 10, 11, I've heard up to 20 million that were let in during the Biden administration. They get rid of these individuals and sent them packing back from whence they came. And that is that's the mission there. And you can say good riddance to an individual, but that doesn't mean things are going to change at the top. And, again, that is just You know, it's something, instead of working with the federal government, you know, he wants to work when it comes to a handout, okay? He wants money from the federal government for the flooding in Western Maryland, but he doesn't want to work with the federal government to remove criminal, illegal aliens who are putting people's, I guarantee you the criminal, illegal aliens have killed more Marylanders than the flooding did in Western Maryland. But that doesn't seem to be high on the priority list. And yes, I'm concerned about the flooding, and yes, I want to make sure we help our fellow Marylanders, but when do they got to step up here in the Democrat Party in this state and start creating funds, emergency reserve funds, for when these catastrophic things do happen? It's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Looking at the camera, just, you know, kind of cruising around, see what's happening with this gridlock up on the northeast side. Now looking at the camera right here at 95 and Chesico Avenue, that's in Rosedale, and now that is stopped right where they are, so they're not going anywhere. 95 backed up even beyond the Beltway, so anybody even south from White Marsh Boulevard, you're coming down to the Beltway and you're thinking, what in the world is going on here? Can't get onto the Beltway because of the backup on the outer loop. If you take the inner loop of the Beltway towards Pulaski Highway, think air moving a little bit, then you get down towards the Back River Bridge and the Eastern Avenue ramp. Can't get off the Beltway because Eastern Avenue is backed up from the Beltway there at East Point all the way over to the bridge at I-95. And that is just a surface street, and you're sitting there for one light after another, after another, after another. So again, not many options if you're there at Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway. Pulaski Highway westbound becomes Fayette Street at one point, becomes Orleans Street at another point, takes you into downtown. You pick that up and you work your way down to Camden Yards from there. JFX, if you're up on the topside Beltway and you finally get there from Northern Parkway, or coming across Taylor Avenue, working your way across Northern Parkway, is obviously the better option. You take the JFX south, get off at Maryland Avenue or St. Paul Street, and again, work your way through downtown towards Camden Yards. I know it's a long process. This is going to be one of these mornings. This backup may be here till late in the morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, low 70s today, mid-40s tonight, again tomorrow, sunshine, low 70s Wednesday. We could be in the mid-70s under sunny skies. Things will cool down temperature-wise by the end of the week. Right now, sunny, 43 in Annapolis, 44 in Columbia. And from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time for America 250 celebration. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. It was on this day, March 9th, 1862. One of the most famous naval battles in American history occurs as two ironclads, the USS Monitor and the CSS Virginia, fight to a draw off Hampton Roads, Virginia. The ships pounded each other all morning, but their armor plates easily deflected the cannon shots, signaling a new era of steam-powered iron ships. The CSS Virginia was originally the USS Merrimack, a 40-gun frigate launched in 1855. The Confederates ended up capturing it and covering it in heavy armor plating above the waterline. Outfitted with powerful guns, The Virginia was a formidable vessel when the Confederates launched her in February of 1862. On March 8th, the Virginia sunk two Union ships and ran one aground off Hampton Roads. And the next day, the Monitor steamed into the Chesapeake Bay. Designed by a Swedish engineer, the vessel had an unusually low profile, rising from the water only 18 inches. The flat iron deck had a 20-foot cylindrical turret rising from the middle of the ship. The turret has two 11-inch Dahlgren guns. The Monitor had a draft of less than 11 feet, so it could operate in the shallow harbors and rivers of the South. It was commissioned on February 25th and arrived at the Chesapeake Bay just in time to engage the Virginia. The battle between the Virginia and the Monitor began on the morning of March 9th, continued for 4 hours. The ships circled one another, jockeying for position as they fired their guns. The cannonballs simply deflected off the iron ships. In the early afternoon, Virginia pulled back to Norfolk. Neither ship was seriously damaged, but the Monitor effectively ended the short reign of terror that the Confederate ironclad had brought to the Union Navy. And now both ships met ignominious ends when the Yankees invaded the James Peninsula 2 months after the Battle of Yampton Roads. The retreating rebels scuttled their ironclad. The Monitor went down in bad weather off Cape Hatteras in North Carolina at the end of the year. But they had short lives, but both ships ushered in a new era of naval warfare. And happened on this date in 1862. And that is a look at our America 250 celebration, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, it's coming up at 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour, and just a moment more of your calls and comments. We're going to take a look at the spotty record of transparency that this governor who claims he's making transparency a priority. It's actually the reverse. I think it's the least important thing to Governor Moore. We'll have some examples why in just a moment. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Virginia is turning into a radical blue state under the former spook, Governor Abigail Spanberger. And coming up a little bit later on, Bill Maher lays a trap for Shifty Schiff, and he takes it hook, line, and sinker. It's coming up on 8:21. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Laurie and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. And again, Victoria, what is the inspiration for Harmony Park?
Thank you for asking. So Lorian thought about having a memory care program for quite a long time. And we never really felt that there was a model that spoke to the company. So when I first started at Harmony Hall, I noticed that there were quite a few residents who would really benefit from a memory care program. And so I spoke with the CEO about it, and we decided that what would make sense for our community was to really make it feel like a memory care program that was in harmony with the rest of the building.
Makes sense.
So with that being said, we changed the entire third floor to look like an outdoor park space. And we have a very unique security system, as it actually allows the residents who are safe to do so to leave the memory care neighborhood and go to programs in other parts of the building. This makes it feel like we haven't necessarily locked up residents, as you hear in some other places, that we actually just have some provisions in place to keep them safer throughout their day, so that way they can navigate it a little bit better. So we have security features on the actual neighborhood itself, and we have them at each of our exits throughout the building, so that way if someone does come down from Harmony Park, we know if they're going towards the exit in another section of our community.
Now, safety and security also in dealing with people that are living in memory care is of utmost priority, as you well know. So if you want more information about Harmony Park and Lorian Harmony Hall and their very unique design, it's innovative,
Then log on to LorianAssistedLiving.com. That's LorianAssistedLiving.com.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:22 minutes after the hour. It has been just a mess this morning, traffic-wise, and you just wonder if the Key Bridge were here, if things would be better overall. I mean, it may not be, we'll talk to Chuck in a second, but it may not impact this particular situation, but we have noticed that overall traffic volume, traffic problems just continue to worsen, and I would think that would, besides a national security concern, there'd be some movement by the governor and others to try to accelerate the rebuilding of the Key Bridge. What do you think, Chuck?
Well, at least it would give you another option.
Right.
You know, if you said, listen, you're backed up to the Beltway. It used to be you just stay on the Beltway, go down through Dundalk, hit the Key Bridge, and you were where you needed to be. And like I've said, you know, many times this morning, if you're up in Bel Air, you're in Falston, you're in Havre de Grace, and you think, I got to get to the Beltway, and I got to get to the airport, you can't. You have missed your flight a long time ago. Because this is probably this backup in some cases has gone back to be 90 minutes at least. I'm trying to see, and they still have the camera turned off. I started to see, just again, I'm looking around. It looked like to me there may have been a little more traffic now into the area of the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound. A lot more than it's been with that little trickle effect that we've had from the O'Donnell Street ramp. So I'm thinking maybe, until they put the camera back up at O'Donnell Street, that we may be getting some lanes by there now. It's been exactly 3 hours since this wreck happened at O'Donnell Street. So hopefully they'll be listening to us and they can put that camera back up at O'Donnell Street to let us know if, in fact, some of the lanes are back open. That would really begin to help. That whole northeast side of the city and the east side is nothing but gridlock. You just can't go anywhere. 95 is backed up. The Beltway is backed up. The Beltway is even backed up going down towards East Point. They're thinking, well, I can go there and come in. You can't. You just, everything is just solid. And like I said, could be as much, depending on where you are, could be a 90-minute delay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, low 70s for the high, mid-40s for the low tonight. Right now, 41 in Stevensville, and it is 43 in Middle River. Let's take a phone call from John in Eldersburg. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. Actually, I just drove past the tunnel. They've got one lane open. I'm going through it right now, so it's a mess. But anyway, I want to respond to the mayor of New York City. When they got these two Islamic terrorists, the first thing he went in was granting about was white supremacy. So he was trying to deflect the fact that these terrorists were here to destroy the United States of America. They yelled that Akbar thing where, all Muslims, all non-believers must submit or die. And rather than hit that head on, he deflected with this whole white supremacy. And I think it was an outrage and disgusting. And one of the questions I'd like to ask him if I was a reporter is, do you believe that the Quran is correct, that all non-believers must submit or die? Is that your belief? And I think that's really the conversation that we need to have with these other elected Muslim figures in the United States, because that's counter to the Constitutional Republic, where everybody has individual rights, individual freedom to choose any religion you want and live your life the way you want. And that's not what Islam says. Islam says you must submit or die. Allah is king. That's it. There is no option B. There's only option A.
Yeah, and under the concept of abrogation, as I've said repeatedly, having read the Quran and studied some of it, the first part of it is love and peace and get as many followers as I can. And then the second part, the first part was read in Mecca, the second in Medina, where it became violent. Where they talk about striking the necks of the infidels, the people of the book, Jews, Christians, etc., and either they As they get conquered, they pay a tax, you're right. Islam means to submit, to submit to Allah. Of course, a lot of things are being done in the name of Allah. So thanks for the call, John. I think what's happening here is that we're watching in some areas. We were seeing outside Tampa. We're seeing outside in Texas. There is in other enclaves where the Muslims are starting these encampments and these communities. And it's not like, look, you do see in certain Orthodox Jewish communities, they live within the synagogue because, they have to walk there. I mean, they can't travel great distances. And you see in some Christian places as well. But, again, they're all part and parcel to our Constitution. Christianity and Judaism does not live in conflict with the Constitution of the United States. Islam does. And so for the people of the Quran, the Islamic fundamentalists, as I've called them, because they are, they believe that the second book abrogates the first book. And that's the reason why they believe that either we submit to Islam or we die. Or some don't even bother with, they skip the submission part. They just look to kill us anyway because we're infidels. And that's what we have here. And that's what we had in these 18 and 19 year olds in New York. And they became radicalized. And the question is where? Where did they become radicalized? Were they radicalized online? Were they radicalized in their local mosque? Was there an imam behind that? Was mom and dad behind their radicalization? There needs to be a full investigation because these two, this 18 and 19 year old apparently went to Turkey on numerous occasions and they went to a terror training spot. And then Turkey's a member of NATO. Well, Turkey needs to root out these radical terror training spots. Otherwise, they should be kicked out of NATO. And we need to trace this stuff, and it's like a weed. You got to pull it out by the root. I love supporting local businesses that take care of people, and this is a great example of that here with Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions. They've now joined forces. They've joined up, giving you two trusted places to go for transmission service anywhere around Baltimore. Both shops have been around for more than 50 years, built by doing things the right way, And whether you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission, they can save you hundreds of dollars compared to going to your local dealer. And what I love most is how consistent they are. You get the same honest, professional, courteous service at either location and with free area towing and financing. They really do help take that stress out of a major repair, and it is a major repair ticket for me. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or visit gpt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or go to jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glen Burnie, Jim Jennings Transmissions, more experience, more value, one great team servicing Baltimore. It's 8:30. It's time for some news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A fundraiser in Harford County over the weekend supported childhood cancer research. Dozens of participants shaved their heads Saturday at an event in Bel Air to raise money for the St. Baldrick's Foundation. Organizers say the fundraiser began 15 years ago to honor a firefighter who died from cancer. The event has raised more than $600,000. Three juveniles were arrested after a disturbance at White Marsh Mall Saturday evening. Police say officers responded around 5 p.m. after reports of a large group of juveniles causing disruptions inside the mall during what was described as a planned link-up. Officers dispersed the crowd and made arrests on charges including second-degree assault, trespassing, and disorderly conduct. Investigators say a reported robbery involving an assault on a juvenile remains under investigation. A 16-year-old girl was stabbed Saturday night after an argument in Baltimore. Police say the teen was cut in the abdomen during a dispute with a family member and then ran to South Central Avenue for help. She was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say a suspect has been arrested. And police are investigating after a body was found in the Anacostia River Saturday afternoon. Officers responded around 4:50 p.m. near the Bladensburg waterfront after reports of a person in the water. And lawmakers are again debating a bill that would allow grocery stores in Maryland to sell beer and wine. Supporters rallied this week ahead of a legislative hearing on the proposal. The plan would allow grocery stores to obtain licenses from current holders or apply through local boards. It's 8:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
833 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so I found a camera that's indicating now that traffic is moving on 95 after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I can see the traffic on 95 overhead right as it's coming in towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Not a lot of traffic, but some lanes must be open back at the accident scene at I-95 and O'Donnell Street. So slow recovery begins now, and it's going to be a very slow recovery because everything on the northeast side of downtown and the east side of both the city and the county still in total gridlock. But I can look right here at the camera that looks at 895 at O'Donnell Street and looks just up at the bridge over the head of the ramp there at I-95 and O'Donnell Street, and I can see traffic moving again on 95 South. Better news, not out of the clear, but we're moving traffic once again. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The warm weather is finally here. We are looking at a bright and sunny day ahead of us with highs in the low 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey, and the Ravens, with a blockbuster trade over the weekend, sneaking in right into the free agency deadline, which is this Wednesday at 4 p.m. Las Vegas Raiders star defensive end and Pro Bowler Max Crosby traded to the Ravens. The Ravens give up first-round picks in 26 and 27. Cap hits are about $30 and $31 million for the Ravens taking on Max Crosby's contract, but the Pro Bowlers had almost 70 career sacks and is certainly going to shore up the defensive pass rush for the Ravens. First time in Ravens' 31-year history, they include a first-round pick in a trade for a player. Ravens bringing back Tyler Huntley on a two-year deal. Free agency, as I mentioned, starts this Wednesday, 4 o'clock, and Ravens might lose Tyler Linderbaum and also Isaiah Lightly. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, on Friday, the White House account on X posted a video of a montage appeared to be drone strike footage mixed with several NFL highlights, including football players making big hits. Two of those players, Ravens, a punishing hit by Ray Lewis, and the next showed by Ed Reed. Lewis has not made any public comments, but Ed Reed posted on X, "I do not approve this message." Meanwhile, Lionel Messi gave fans what they wanted and sold out Baltimore. He scored in the 27th minute in Inter Miami's 2-1 win over DC United at M&T Bank Stadium over the weekend. Orioles shut out by the Blue Jays, 1-0 yesterday. They'll take on the Cardinals today at the World Baseball Classic. It was the Team USA 9, Great Britain 1 on Saturday, led by Orioles Gunnar Henderson. He went 4-for-5 with two RBIs, and here's Orioles manager Craig Albernaz.
Another payoff pitch to Henderson is hit into right center field. Bregman will score. Harper's right behind him. Henderson's looking for two. He drives in two. And the U.S. has a 5-1 lead.
Okay, that was the highlight of one of Gunnar Henderson's hits. But I can tell you that the manager was all fired up, he said, from Gunnar's performance. Can't wait for opening day. And finally, NFL's free agency, I said, did opens up this Wednesday. Right now is the 52-hour legal tampering window before the start of the new league year on Wednesday. So they can begin negotiations, but they can't really announce anything until Wednesday at 4 o'clock. And that is a look at Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 837. Well, you think you have it bad in Maryland, and we do. Based on the largest tax increase in history last year, based on all these fees, permits, and others, and we're still not out of the woods yet. We still got about another month to go, 5 weeks to go before the end of the session, and we're not quite sure what's going to come out of it. We know what the governor's budget looks like, but we don't know what the legislature is going to do to it as of yet. They were tied up with a bunch of bills regarding ICE and things of that nature. So this last half of the session is going to be very crucial. But down in Virginia, Democrats there have done the same thing and actually taken it even steps further. Folks in Virginia, Spanberger ran as a moderate. She's anything but. She's a CIA spook. She is a professional liar. And that's what they do. That's what some of these CIA officers do. They can lie straight to your face. You wouldn't even know it. And that's what they did to voters in Virginia. Now the voters are being punished for it. They have voted themselves an increase. They've got this redistricting. They want to take it 10-1 in favor of the Democrats. And they're running an ad in Virginia featuring Donald Trump saying vote yes on the redistricting bill. I guess thinking they're going to dupe Republicans into thinking, oh, it's going to benefit them. No. The redistricting only benefits the Democrats, the current bill in Virginia. So she's lying again. And I thought there was some rule against using the president's image or likeness in a ad campaign. So I don't know how they're getting away with that in Virginia. I hope President Trump gets a hold of that. Maybe he can sue them to stop. But in addition to that, we have basically, the Virginia prosecutor in Fairfax County. And this is, remember, Spanberger, remember Jay Jones, the guy who wished Republicans' children would die to teach them a lesson? He's in there as well. And this prosecutor in Fairfax County, again, the record on violent offenders is now being scrutinized after an illegal alien stabbed that mother at the bus stop to death. We're finding out he might be the worst prosecutor in the country. And that's hard to believe because there's a lot of George Soros-funded prosecutors, and he's one of them, this individual. And it's something that you look at. Steve Descano is his name. Fairfax County Commonwealth Attorney has been warned several times about how dangerous this illegal alien was and dismissed many of his previous criminal charges, and then they try to make up these excuses. Virginia Democrats are moving to require teaching January 6th as an insurrection and effectively banning them from referencing peaceful protests or election irregularities in school. This is propaganda. This is pure and simple communist propaganda. This is what the communists did in so many places where they took over. They tore down statues. They erased history. They revised history. And now they're doing the same thing on J6. Virginia Democrats are going to vote to require teachers to tell students that J6 was an insurrection and effectively ban them from saying peaceful protest or election irregularities. The characterization of the riot as an insurrection is historically and legally false. Not one single individual was ever charged with an insurrection. Not one. And that, you can look it up, is a fact. However, any parents who want to send their children to Virginia public schools would have to accept this form of indoctrination as part of the children's education. So it is just incredible. Democrat legislators voted themselves a 300% increase in salaries. They'll need it. They're moving to increase taxes on ride shares, on concerts, on counseling, on leaf blowers, Amazon deliveries, DoorDash, Uber Eats, ammunition, and other areas. But this House Bill 333 raises serious concerns over academic freedom and free speech. But this is who they are. They are Marxists, which, again, is a nice way of saying communists. And that's exactly who they are here in Maryland as well, the modern Democrat Party. Immigration enforcement is a core federal power. Under Article 1 of the Constitution, Congress has the duty to write our federal immigration laws. Under Article 2, the president has the duty to enforce them. States can't meddle and certainly not obstruct. Unfortunately, many Democrats, especially Democrat states like Maryland and Virginia, are on a deadly collision course with the federal government. So it seems to me we'll have to watch this one carefully, especially when it comes to ICE and immigration. But there's going to be, at some point, we saw it in Minnesota. The same thing's going to happen here in Maryland and perhaps in Virginia, as the president will continue to enforce immigration laws, and they're going to run afoul of local law enforcement. Either A, won't lift a finger to help them, or B, is they're going to have to go out into these communities and round these people up. And that puts everybody at risk, including the federal agents. It's 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so we did confirm that two lanes are open now. Southbound 95 at O'Donnell Street. They were closed almost exactly 3 hours from the wreck early this morning on 95 South at O'Donnell Street. So now we're getting at least two lanes by. We're beginning to trickle the traffic through now. We're still backed up. Not going to be out of the woods anytime soon, but at least we're moving traffic, which is helping 895 a little bit. Not a lot of traffic going that way now, but we're still backed up through the city county line. And 95 is going to be slow in Rosedale, and hopefully and eventually in the next 30 minutes or so, maybe we'll get the inside lanes open there as well. But looking at 895, traffic is going into the tunnel, and I can see four lanes are moving southbound on 95 now. Very slow recovery, probably another hour or so, but at least we're on the move once again. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine in the low 70s today, overnight temps in the mid 40s, and tomorrow sunny, highs again in the low 70s, maybe 75. By Wednesday. Sunny 44 in Dundalk, 46 in Millersville. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, feel good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road for all your appliance needs. Dr. Amy Beeth is a pediatric anesthesiologist at Children's Hospital in Nebraska. She adopted a 4-year-old boy who came in for heart surgery, had no family, and had no one there during the operation. The boy's name is True. Here's Amy, her husband Ryan, and True. Amy helped, is finding loving homes nearby for True's five siblings. I'm not quite sure what happened to the parents, but here's them talking about True and his ordeal.
This 4-year-old was going to be undergoing heart surgery and no one was there.
So he essentially has one side of the heart to do two sides worth of work. He's a true inspiration to us all.
We went up and met True in the hospital and it didn't take long to fall in love with him and know that we needed him in our family. You can't imagine your life without him.
They've been nice. They are scary.
He's truly become my son.
Keep going. Don't stop.
Now, what a story, huh? And just hopefully all those five children find good homes. Our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big-box chaos. And take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
There's a editorial in the Sun paper over the weekend. Westmore has a chance to speak up for transparency. So far, he has been an abject failure as being a transparent governor. Nothing would indicate he is going to change that in the least bit, especially since he fired the Inspector General, Rick Henry, for education and replaced it with his deputy legal counsel that used to work for Montgomery County Public Schools. So this that's not a nod to transparency. That's a nod in the other direction. And there's a piece also in the Sun paper on Spotlight on Merrill. That's the Fox 45 WJLA and Baltimore Sun investigative joint initiative that is built to examine how these city, state, and local governments operate and how they spend billions of our dollars. And basically we find out it's just basically a summary of all the things that Governor Moore could be transparent about but is not being the least bit transparent. Department of Human Services employee billed taxpayers for massages that appeared to conflict with employee policies and directed a vendor to disguise the charge. When asked whether knowingly using taxpayer money for unauthorized purposes is acceptable in Governor Moore's administration, the governor's office did not respond. Independent analyses estimate roughly $15 billion in taxpayer money shoveled to nonprofits during Moore's administration with no accountability, as the state continues to grapple with a combined $16 billion in projected deficits through 2031. But the governor, the comptroller, the Senate president, the House speaker, dozens of other Democrat lawmakers could not provide an accounting of how much or where that money is being distributed. And we also find out that many of these nonprofits are non-compliant. They haven't filed with the IRS nor with the Maryland state tax authorities, and they're still getting state money. Whistleblowers allege DHS leaders hatched a SNAP-related scheme that, if executed, would have shielded the state from nearly a quarter of $1 billion in federal penalties. That claims prompted a federal investigation. Governor Moore claimed there was an investigation that disproved the whistleblower's allegations, and he promised. He made the promise to Mackenzie Frost. I remember we aired the clip. They would make the results of that investigation public. To date, the governor's office has declined to provide any of that information, any data, anything that would support his claim that that was disproven. And the scathing state audit found widespread breakdowns in Maryland's payroll and benefit system that cost taxpayers roughly $5 million last year alone. The findings could be much worse than that in the coming days. So this is just tip of the iceberg stuff that Spotlight on Maryland has discovered. Again, public officials, this is our money. They are obligated to give us answers and to be transparent on how they're spending our money. And the problem is, until we demand it as a voting populace, they're going to continue to squander our money. They're going to cheat. They're going to obfuscate. They're going to hide and deceive and try to hoodwink the taxpayers. So, you know, you should demand better. We should demand better. And there should be some accountability. And that could start this very year with a change in the governor's mansion. But you're going to have to get out and work hard to get that done. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say I love you or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, your grandchildren, conversation with an old friend, or your favorite radio or television program? So losing your hearing takes a real toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. If this is the kind of his suffering sounds familiar, there's no matter what your age, it is time to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with your satisfaction 100% guaranteed. Audiology Associates, the most trusted name in Maryland for over 40 years with offices throughout the Baltimore Metro. Call 944-3100, 410-944-3100, or online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Need smarter office IT, print, and marketing solutions? Explore Dasio's multifunction printers, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydasio.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Still to come, Bill Maher duping Shifty Schiff on the rules of engagement and War Powers Act. And yes, there are even more Epstein files that have not been released. That's got to stop. 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck's been asking that all morning long. When is it going to stop?
I will say this. If you took my advice and used some of these other routes that we normally don't take, file those.
Yeah.
Because you may need them again. So that bridge is put back up. You may need them again. And some of those worked out pretty well because we did see a lot of that traffic going that way. A couple of lanes are open, maybe three now, but at least two on 95 southbound of O'Donnell Street. It's still just little baby steps on the way to recovery. We were closed almost 3 hours on 95 southbound with the exception of the exit ramp to O'Donnell Street. And now we have some lanes going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We see the pace has begun to pick up at the head of the column. The tail end of the backup, though, is still all the way back in Rosedale. A lot of overflow traffic. That whole east side, Eastern Avenue, Fayette Street, Orleans Street, Pulaski Highway, Moravia Road, all still backed up. And it's going to take a while. It might even be an hour or so before this completely clears itself out, barring any new problems. But again, if you went some way that you normally haven't and it worked out okay, file that. We'll use it again sometime, I'm sure. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. If you liked yesterday, you're going to love today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Sunshine today, low 70s, back to the mid-40s tonight. Pretty much the same for sunny. 75 degrees by Wednesday. Look at Kim. Kim is just... She is grinning from ear to ear.
I am so happy, Sean.
You better not celebrate too soon because you know Maryland weather.
And I was looking kind of like next week.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going back down. But I will say, Olivia and I, we went to the park yesterday. We took our dog Stassi and her little wagon. It was so nice to be outside. I loved every
second. Wait, you took the dog in a wagon?
Yeah, well, she's blind, so we had to put her in her wagon, and then we carried her around.
Oh, that is so nice.
So we had a good day yesterday. Hopefully you did, too. Obviously, lots to discuss today. Kathy Schlega, Delegate Ryan DeRocky will join us at 9:35 a.m., as they do every Monday. First Eye on Annapolis. Also, we'll talk about the latest updates out of Iran. The big topic of the day, gas prices, Sean. Everybody's talking about the gas prices. I did look back, so we're looking at prices from, like, July 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Bidenomics was in, you know, full effect, right? It was the Putin gas hike.
No war in Iran.
No war at all. And I recall when Biden depleted our oil reserves, and I thought, what in the world are we doing? So people are complaining today, but I wonder if they complained at that time as well. But I do want to know how people feel about it.
Well, like the president said, this is short-term pain for a long-term peace in the Middle East, and maybe that will be worth it. We pay a little extra more. Nobody's happy about it,
right?
But if we could finally take down this murderous regime and establish a long-standing peace, I think it will be worth it.
Yeah, and then also with local news, of course, as it gets warmer, we see more crime, more violence, and unfortunately, a lot of teenagers shot and even stabbed over the weekend. So we'll get those stories up, too.
All with previous records.
Yeah.
The arrest.
It never ends. Never ends.
No, it doesn't. Not in this state. Thanks, Kim.
No, thank you.
We'll be tuned in right at 9 o'clock. Always informative, entertaining. Kim Klasick Live coming up next. And Bill Maher, you know, occasionally he does something that I agree with. And this was an attempt to dupe Shifty Schiff. It was all about the War Powers Act and whether or not President Trump, he makes him believe like he's talking about Trump. But listen to the payoff line here with Bill Maher and Shifty Schiff.
This statement from the administration: the president had the constitutional authority to direct the use of military force because he could reasonably determine that such use of force was in the national interest. That's too vague for you?
Totally vague.
Okay, because that's from Obama, about Libya.
Well, Obama made the argument initially that he could go into Syria without an authorization. I and many others pushed back on that argument. Ultimately, he did not go forward with going after Assad, even though Assad was gassing his own people, because he thought he might lose the vote in Congress. But I respect the fact that was important to him. And the fact that he did not have the support of Congress meant that we weren't going to go forward.
Yeah, so there it was, again, the double standard, the hypocrisy that we see, that the same language used by the Obama administration as being denounced. It was approved and accepted by Democrats is now being, is being vilified in the Trump administration. Yes, there are more new revelations in the new batch of documents. The 47,000 Epstein files are to be released this week. Again, we thought we had them all, but apparently not. New York Post is reporting that the Wall Street Journal, over 47,000 files are offline for further review, should be ready for reproduction by the end of the week. They have not come out as of yet. So any day now, we're expecting that to happen. And watch out for the loose cannon here in all of this. And it could be Sarah Ferguson. Remember her? Because she has a reputation, if you will, of being able to do further damage, especially if Sarah Ferguson decides to write a tell-all. Each and every revolting revelation regarding Fergie simply reinforces the public perception of her. So this could be for money. People might be willing to do anything. The former Duchess of York, current whereabouts unknown. Maybe she's keeping a low profile on purpose. She doesn't want to stick her head up out of the sand for fear of somebody might lop it off. But I bet you she knows a lot more than what she has let on to. We'll have to wait and see how that goes. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate all the emails and the texts here and the calls for the program. Stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news here at the top of the hour. Until tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.